I'm about to start.
Start it up.
Yeah. Good. I survived.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, I know this dude, man.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I like this one, bro. This nice little summertime vibe, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ride. We ride. Just get in. Don't ask no questions. We ride.
This got the feeling of the first of the month, and your check ain't here yet. Either you keep your lights on or go without water. Either way, the landlord ain't trying to hear that. It's hard to keep your head up when they kill Tupac. Stand 10 toes down with holes in your tube socks. Need a shirt to protect it, so I keep a few blocks. Homie told me to preach, you sound like Sharif Pops. A minister society, wishing for love and happiness. Yeah.
Hey man, shout out to listeners. Appreciate y'all a lot. Season 2, baby. High class Dirtbags podcast.
Get fucking familiar. Yeah, that's not me. All about your head top and your blood clot.
Time it is.
Yeah.
I hate that noise.
I don't care. I fucking love it. I fucking love it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir.
We back.
Yes, ma'am.
We back. What it do? What it is, man. It is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. And as always, I am your boy, Olansky. One eye in person, three eyes on Instagram.
Welcome. It's your boy, J.R. on Instagram. Holla at me.
It's your boy, y'all already knows, Flame Pete. Yeah.
Torin, how you
wake
doing?
Of course.
Drew Lucky on Instagram. I don't know.
Yeah, follow this motherfucker too.
Hey.
It's pretty cool.
You know what I'm saying? And that song we played to you today, for you today, is by Flames P. And it is called Church.
It's a vibe. That shit was dope, bro. That's
off
nice.
Of the Beautiful Struggle project.
My Beautiful Struggle.
My Beautiful Struggle
project. Platforms.
Check him out.
We'll check that out.
Real rap back.
Check him out.
And the reason I decided to play that song for this episode of the High Class Dirtbags podcast, number one, it's a dope ass fucking song, and you're going to support all the High Class Dirtbags and all our endeavors. Bow, 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 bow. Second of all, what are we doing? We taking these people to church, man. Like, this is
that's
like,
what this podcast
like,
is for.
This is what we do, man. And we're not talking about your literal church, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like, no,
that's what I was about to say.
Like, we're not talking about literal church. We're not talking about, you know, the cosmos and the Big Bang. No, we're talking about common sense church, you know what I'm saying? Bow-bow.
Basically, you're just learning something, you know
what I'm saying? Every day.
You're going to learn.
All day.
You're going to learn something.
Somehow, we're going to bring it together and then come back.
You don't know everything.
Like, damn.
You don't know everything, God damn it.
Doing our part to make the world a better place.
Right. We are the children. That was my shit. That was my part when Mick Jagger was like, "We are the children."
I like when Bruce Springsteen. Motherfuckers couldn't sing for shit.
We are the world.
It's like, how y'all get money? Y'all can't sing.
They had Billy Idol on that motherfucker too, didn't they? One of them was like, damn, Billy Idol, what the fuck you doing on We Are the World? Like, damn, Billy Idol.
They picked everybody they could get out that motherfucker. Who coming?
Oh, man. But yeah, man, how's everybody been?
Good, good, man. Blessed.
Motherfucker.
Okay. I've been good, too.
Stressed.
All right, so.
Niggas' businesses, drinking water.
Drinking lots of water. You got to stay hydrated, man.
Health is wealth.
You know what I'm saying? It's smart to stay hydrated, shouty.
Not thirsty.
Not thirsty. That's why you got to stay hydrated so you don't get thirsty. Bow, you like that. See, you're learning something already. Church. Can I get a church?
We need the organ. We need the organ. We need the, you gotta get the organ sound effect. Yeah.
No. Not yet. We gotta get that. We gotta get that.
Church.
But you know, life is good, man. It's been,
I would have brought my keyboard if I would have.
I know.
You know how to play the organ?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Figure it out. You gotta bring that shit, man.
Yeah, dog, we gotta do that.
Fucking orchestra.
No, we'll figure it out, right?
That's fucking hilarious.
It's been hot as fuck, though, I know that.
Yeah, man, it's definitely, man, it finally got hot. I mean, global warming isn't real,
though. You can't even get fresh these days.
Nah, dog, it's pointless. Not this humidity.
You better get fresh when you get to where you're going.
Yeah, dog.
The best thing to do is, like, save your outfit for, like, when the sun go down. Then your chances is better.
Even if you do that, nine times out of ten, you still gonna be hot as fuck as soon as you get to your location.
Yeah, I mean, you get in the club or like a little venue, you're gonna be a little hot.
A little muggy.
It's gonna be a little musty.
A little muggy.
It's hard to look good in the summertime. I mean, you can. But
that's why I like the winter for dressing.
Fall is like the best.
Okay, fall and winter.
That being said,
you can still look good, but you look the best in the fall.
Do you give women a pass that... Okay, we know it's hot. We know it's muggy and shit. Like, okay, so later on in the evening, do you give them a pass if, like, you in the club and she a little...
Hell no. Nah. Wait, what are you crazy, man?
Here's the thing.
Have you ever been, like, somewhere and, like, you
somebody
have...
Somebody wingy?
Yes, no,
a female was a little wingy.
No.
Not like crazy, like, obnoxiously wingy, but, like, you know, like, you, like...
Wingy.
She been outside or dancing for a minute.
Hold on. Let me put it in a perspective thing. All right, so I'm envious of women in summertime.
They can wing it, cuz.
They literally can put on a fucking sheet and go out, and that's all they have on. Whereas I'm in shorts, underwear, shirt, everything. So if you think they're wingy, only imagine you with three times more of the clothing.
But I know I be smelling good. I don't give a fuck. I swear, I use good deodorant.
You don't think women have fucking deodorant?
They use that bullshit.
No, I know women that use men's deodorant.
I know that.
Majority
of women is using that bullshit. Secret. And that shit running down their arm.
Hey, it's strong enough for a man.
It's strong enough, but that don't mean it's fucking... You know what I'm saying? Nah. Like, you can't use that white chalky shit. You gotta use some good shit.
That'd be the worst thing.
If they hug you and then you walk around, you smell that shit on your shirt all night.
Remember that hairline?
Wingy.
Twice as much in the summertime than the hair, bro.
Cut my arm off. She done put that shit.
Well, that's why you gotta take like 2 or 3 showers, man.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta take that midday. If you've been outside all day, you gotta take that.
Some people can't help that stuff though.
Refresh. That refresh, you know what I'm saying? Don't take no bird bath.
Yeah, some people just gotta take a shower like 5 times a day.
Yeah. You gotta submerge your body in water.
That shit ain't good.
Don't be afraid of water.
That shit ain't really good at all. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? It is Dragon Con weekend in Atlanta currently. So like all the nerds.
All my blurreds out there. Shout out to all my blurreds.
And blurreds are out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all, man. I ain't gonna lie.
I got it.
Yeah, bro.
Late ass motherfucker.
You already know, man.
He late.
It's black nerds, man. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't know?
Shit, I've never heard that term before.
What?
But that's awesome.
Blurreds is out there.
I'm definitely a nerd.
I'm with it.
I'm definitely a nerd, bro.
Don't let the fucking vernacular fool you, motherfucker. I know all that nerdy shit.
Yeah, dog.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, dog. I'm with it. It was hard growing up as a nerd in the hood.
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say
like, you gotta be a chameleon, man.
You
kind of
gotta mask that
shit. You cannot be a nerd.
When niggas is trying to figure out how much to split for the bag of weed, you know
it
already.
Yeah, be like, I'm just gonna let another nigga answer that shit real quick.
You already got your money in your
hand. You're like, nah, I'm pretty sure it's $12. He's like, what? No, $12.50 actually.
Like, this smart ass. Yeah, mom. Like, oh, damn. You nigga, you smart nigga?
No, yeah, you can't.
No, I'm stupid.
You can't answer two correct questions in a row, though. Niggas be like, oh, you smart.
Oh, you a nerdy ass. You a smart ass motherfucker.
Yeah, no, Marco, he's like, you a smart thug.
No, the worst is, hey,
but tell me how fucked up that is, though. Like, if you smart and you grew up in like a rough neighborhood and you smart, like niggas look down on that.
Yeah, though. No.
Like the well, the street sometimes. Niggas. If you in the if you in the hood, like I'm saying,
I mean, shit, a lot of niggas.
See, I used to be around. I used to still be around everything. So I used to still be like, oh, you just smart as hell, like.
Nah, niggas, I was around. Like,
they
ain't
know I was getting
up,
like stupid straight A's.
I was around
A's
some
and
straight
all.
Up like niggas who didn't give a fuck about school and was like, oh, you smart, nigga.
Yeah, I grew up with niggas on both sides of the spectrum. So like both niggas that was like,
think, like, damn, should I not be smart? Or like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like,
it was just certain motherfuckers you couldn't let them boy know you were smart because they thought being smart was a weakness. Like because you was book smart, you wasn't as street smart. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense, like a lot, like subconsciously that, but subconsciously I think that's the thing. It's like, you know what I'm saying? They think that because you're book smart, you're not that street smart.
You pay attention in school.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be both street smart and book smart.
This is what I never understood. How you a thug?
No, you can't be, though.
How you a thug and you don't give a fuck about shit, but you in school every day?
Because you don't get arrested.
You go to school.
Truancy. Don't fucking come to school, my nigga. Like, if
you
going
to
be in school,
I'm back with the niggas who didn't go to school.
You in class not giving a fuck. You fighting. You skipping class. Why the fuck is you in school?
Truancy. Because if you don't, you go to jail.
But you don't give a fuck, right?
Better than sitting in jail. But I'd rather sit 8 hours in school than... A month in jail for missing school for 30 days.
But I don't
understand. That's exactly the reason.
No,
like,
even when I was...
A lot of states have truancy law where if you don't go to school, they put you in, like, juvenile
detention. Or your parents in juvie or whatever.
So it's
yeah.
If you
or
either go to
jail.
School or go to jail. So...
Come on, bro. You know the option. I didn't know that. It wasn't an option. It makes no sense. Don't come to school, motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a friend growing up that would just spend, it was like the dumbest thing. What the fuck are you here for? Like, he would never come to school and just spend like
3 months in jail and then come back.
He
would
actually
school,
get locked
just,
up. And
it was just a repetitive cycle. Okay, like, it made no fucking sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
I had partners like that. I had partners who just sit on the block all day.
Yeah.
Just sit out. Then I get out of school, like, damn, what y'all need to get up to all day? I was in school. Man. I was learning shit. Yo. But hey, what's going on?
You should have seen everybody shocked when I was growing up. And they was like, yo, they was like, Trent, why don't you go to school? I was like, no, I graduated when I was 13. They was like, what? I was like, yeah, though. They was like, damn, so you already got your diploma? I'm like, yeah. They're like, man, what the fuck you doing out here? It's like,
well, you graduated middle school?
No, I graduated high school at 12, but I didn't get my diploma until I was 13.
Trent said her genius is going to work.
What was you
locker.
Doing the rest of the years? What was you doing when you was like 14, 15?
Thugging, dog. Thugging, dog.
You graduate when you...
Huh?
You didn't go to high school?
No, you said you graduated high school. You said you graduated, though, when you was...
Yeah, I graduated 13. When I was 12.
So
but
you
I got
the rest
my
of the years?
I got my diploma when I was 13.
Did you go home school?
Yeah.
Trent said...
So you fast track.
Yeah, yeah. I went to school with
skipped
like Jehovah Witnesses
skipped
and shit.
All the bullshit, pretty much.
So 20 years from now, when we're all doing our stand up thing, Trent's gonna be that hood genius that works at Foot Locker. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
What kind of fucking friend is this motherfucker, dog?
I'm calling Trump right now. This motherfucker's getting deported. He's not from here.
First of all, I'm mad
Trump.
That you think like 20 years from now it's still gonna be a Foot Locker. Yeah, like, that's the first thing you fucked
first
up.
Of all, Trump is gonna deport your ass in 2 years, dog. If you get reelected, that motherfucker, you are the motherfucker. Y'all motherfuckers is the next motherfuckers to go, dog. Like straight up. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
That's
shit.
Crazy.
He's just going up on the card of brown. Like,
somebody passed me some weed.
Yeah,
so,
but
so
not.
I was like, damn, so, yes. So after you graduated when you was 13, you just like, oh, I'm just going to sit around.
Nah, because so, they tried to force me to go to college, but like, shit. Like, I was 13, bro. Like, I was like, man, I'm not going to college at 13, bro. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
is that? Can you imagine that? You can't even
bro.
Fuck.
Yeah, no, I can't do shit, dog. Like, look at this. Like,
so what did you do?
You can't even enjoy
that's what I'm asking. Like, what did you do?
You trying to work for us?
Yeah, I actually did. Yeah, dog. I had jobs. I was, like, a painter and shit
tending
like
to
that.
The fields. He was tending to
the
fields.
Yeah, bro.
I text a homie, you know,
bro.
That's pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, bro. And then I started, you know what I'm saying? Then I got in the streets, bro. Because, like, shit, both my parents were, like, always working all the time, you know what I'm saying? I ain't had nothing.
Yeah, you was just at home.
Yeah, I was just like, shit, dog, let me go outside. You know what I'm saying?
But to sell drugs.
Yeah, bro. Like, I ain't saying I sold drugs.
I know. No.
Yeah,
like, what else to do? I can't get a job at this
age. Yeah,
I
was like, shit, dog, yeah.
The only people who are not at work and not at school are probably in the neighborhood selling drugs.
Basically.
So,
Let me see what's happening. But I mean,
doing this.
This is mobile. Why are we at the fucking pool party?
There's a keg on my rooftop right now.
Oh well.
We'll talk about it after this.
Okay. Well, y'all have fun.
So when you guys hear this 2 weeks from now, you're more than welcome to come.
Yeah. But nah, that shit was definitely crazy, man. I mean, I started college when I was 15, though. I got my first prerequisite, and then like the following semester, I turned 16.
What is a 15-year-old
major? Black Doogie Howser.
Uh huh.
What is a 15-year-old major in when he goes to school?
Film. I just want to make movies, man, for my music. Like that was when I was rapping. It was like, I just want to make fucking my own music videos. I don't want to depend on nobody.
That's hilarious. So that's what you started doing after you graduated high school. You started rapping.
Yeah.
Then you went to college, and he's like, oh
yeah.
Oh.
This shit cool. But I mean, the hindsight is 20 fucking 20, actually. And I wish I would have fucking went to college when I was 13. Because then that shit would have been crazy.
College was a dope experience, though.
But I mean, college at 16 sucked. Nigga, that shit sucked. Nigga, I couldn't do shit.
That's why I advise, like, niggas, like, go get that experience. You know what I'm saying? Try to stay close to the crib. Don't go too far from home. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need them fucking...
Man, I always wish I would have, like, went off to college, though.
I went off. What is that? It was a shock to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Coming from the high school I came from, we went too many black kids. I went to HBCU.
Okay, so yeah.
So coming to Clark Atlanta, I'm like...
No, it's CBD
weed. I ain't going to class ever, my nigga. Like, you know
CBD
what I'm saying?
CBD weed.
It's too much shit going on.
See, that's the thing. I already knew. I was going to do the same shit.
Yeah.
All these hoes outside, I'm going to class. Nah.
I went to Trident Tech, and I was doing the same thing there.
You went to Trident Tech too?
Yeah.
No shit.
I was in the same program.
Shout out to Trident Tech.
I did.
Look
what you made. I did radio and TV.
I wore my Trident Tech t-shirt next
I was on the radio and TV side, so I did that.
What the fuck is, y'all got to tell people what y'all talking about.
It's just technical college.
University of Rivers Avenue.
Yeah, basically. I love that shit. University of Rivers Avenue. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Technical college.
North Charleston University.
Yeah, North Charleston University.
But it's like, well, with most of like people who get accepted to like USC and Clemson and shit, like that's their like, usually they go to Trident Tech to get like all the classes so they don't have to pay extra money.
What was the females like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Girls like
they were there.
Yeah, dog. Is it dog? Cause this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I'd have went off, I'd have went real crazy. Shit, I went there and I still wasn't going to class because I'm like, damn, these girls. I know they class get out at this time. I'm about to go ahead and chill
really
for a
hard.
Minute.
It was hard.
Man. Then shit, we only stayed like I stayed probably like 20 minutes away, 15 minutes away. Shit, we go back to the crib. I know mom's at work. I'm lying, mom. I didn't do that.
Damn. Yeah, that shit was. I mean, Trident Tech is dope, man. It's the best fucking.
But I know
$3,000 a semester I fucking spent it.
Well, did you have to take out student loans?
Nah, because my parents made. It was weird because.
No, I'm saying, like, in order for people to go to that school, can
you
take
out? Yeah, yeah, you can.
Yeah, because I still was paying them shit.
That ain't nothing but a quick flip.
Yeah.
Oh, I took a student loan to buy a car.
That's what I said. Get that refund check.
I didn't have a car.
Make something happen.
My car broke down right as I started school. I was like, student loan?
Get that refund check.
We was hitting that financial aid first. That shit ran out. I was like, God damn, I got to get a loan.
Yeah. Yeah. What they don't tell you is that shit got like 49% APR.
You don't give a fuck.
Hold on. Since we're talking about this, what do you guys feel about? I mean, we all have student debt here, but we have about this debt forgiveness shit that people want.
What's that?
Like, basically, the government's going to pay your $100,000, $200,000,
$300,000
student debt.
If.
Yeah, so you can be in debt
with them. So, no, like, just. Wipe it clean. Oh, yeah? Like, basically, have you not heard of this? Like,
I mean, I see the commercials.
Like,
I see it all the time.
So that's something like they want people to vote on, pretty much.
Yeah, like, vote for a said candidate, And this guy will eliminate your debt.
It's only right.
To me, that's the fucking
no.
That's
you know
the
what?
Left wall.
You know what I think?
Like, to me, it's the left wall. Like, hey, elect me, and I'll eliminate your $150,000.
But I'll put it like this, though.
If I had debt, I'd say sign me up.
If they structured it like this, if you go to college, like, from now on, I say, fuck all that erasing the debt shit. But just like, from now on, they say, if you go to college and you graduate, you don't owe shit.
That to me makes sense. Think right now that it's okay to be
you're strengthening your workforce, you're strengthening your nation by having people go to school and actually graduate.
Free college is a different story. I'm not talking about that.
I'm saying what it should be. Fuck all the debt forgiving this shit because you got a lot of motherfuckers wasting time. So
Karen went and got
me home. Personally, I probably wasted time. I would love to have my debt forgiven, but I don't want people looking at me like, you motherfucker.
But basically what it is like people who went to like Arizona State for who the fuck knows what for, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to try to call it anybody, but a wasteless fucking degree. Or like, I feel like my $90,000 worth of debt should be, you know, paid for. Because society fucked it up.
So
like
who's paying for that?
We are.
And we already in debt, so who's paying for
it? We are. It'd be tax money.
Nah.
Of course.
I ain't with that because the country.
Shit, what about the niggas that did? They paid their college outright, dog. I'm not paying my college outright and your college outright. Like, that's crazy, though.
If they just
erase it. Nigga, that's crazy.
Nobody's
crazy, dog.
To me, it is the most.
Hold on, dog. There's no fucking way. Dog.
Nah.
That's basically what you just said. You just said motherfuckers that paid their college already out of pocket. Now we got to pay more money for other people's college.
It's the most white shit I've ever heard.
Dog, that's just crazy, dog. Like, nah, man. You fucking crazy,
there
dog.
Is a big part of
I mean, I see the bigger picture of what you're saying as far as like.
That's a whole other different. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But this is more of like. I went and got a fucking liberal arts degree in fucking, you know,
now,
movie replica fucking paintings.
Now,
what kind
different
of useless shit is that? And you want me to pay for that?
Like somebody paying it
like,
off.
What kind of privilege is
if
that?
If they just erase it and nobody has to pay it?
Who's going to?
Like,
come on,
financially,
somebody's got to pay it.
No, but I'm saying if they just say, fuck it. Like, okay, you don't owe shit. Like, it was free. It's on us. Fuck it. We'll just eat it. That's different.
Yeah, Bank of America is totally doing that. Or whatever banks are doing, you know.
I'm just saying.
That's never gonna happen. It's more of like they want.
They want, like you say, yeah.
They don't
yeah.
want like restructuring of loans, like, you know, because we all.
No, they
want
to get
like
free, get out of
debt. Like
on
last episode, we talked about how we all learned what interest was.
Right.
Like most of these people, that's the same thing. They took out a $50,000 loan, all of a sudden learned that it's gonna cost them $150,000 to pay back. Just like we all fucked up on. Like that should be restructured. Like, hey, you borrowed $50,000, you owe $50,000. Just pay it off, no interest.
Yeah, no
but
interest.
No interest
type shit is cool.
Like to sit there and say like, hey, the government should pay for my, basically my fuck up. Like, you know, not even a fuck up. Some of them are just accidental, and you know.
Nah, I know motherfuckers that purposely was like, yeah, I ain't paying this money back.
Yeah.
It's like catch me when you can.
Yeah, so like,
catch
what
me when you,
like
you can.
Yeah, I know motherfuckers
you realize
purposely
that you gotta pay that shit back.
I was like, yo, I'm about to go to college for this. Like,
I know a couple motherfuckers went to college just for college.
I mean, here's what I think.
Yeah,
no,
I know a bunch of them.
Yeah, we gonna tell. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna flip it. That's why I'm gonna take this 5 stacks.
So I know a lot of motherfuckers that got packs from.
But here's the thing, nobody just gets $100,000 loans. Like, you have to have, like, a parent's signature. Like, you have to have some kind of financial
equivalence. That's unheard of for me.
So to even think, to even be in that, you know, like, privileged bracket of being able to get that much money.
I'm about to say,
and then 10 years later, not having made, you know, still having to pay it off, being like, I'm entitled to have it paid off. Like, who the fuck do these people think they are? Like, is that just...
That only makes sense.
Yeah, them boy wanted me to put that shit. Dog, I remember, dog, filling out them damn college loans, dog. It was like $100,000.
I was like, $5,000.
Yeah, like me. Yo.
I was like,
that's what
mine
is. Yeah,
and here's the thing. They actually, like, I put $5,000. I put $5,000, and then, like, next semester, there's another $5,000 check in it. And I'm like, you
Like, that's how they got me.
I put it on my mirror and I just looked at it for like 30 days and I was like,
that's how they got me.
There was just like the second I needed like 20 bucks, I was like, I got cash in it. Like,
you know, you got books to buy.
And now I'm like 10 grand in debt.
You got classes to pay for. You got your lunch card and shit. I was like, fuck all that shit. Fuck the lunch card. Nigga, I eat at McDonald's.
I'm buying motherfuckers. Throw that cheeseburger.
We eat pizza, nigga. Call Papa John.
Shit, I was working too, so.
That's the thing, is that?
Now that's smart. Like if you go to college, get you a little part-time gig to get you a little something.
I was
money
working
to spend,
in school and internship. Like I had,
and internship too.
My college years was 4 hours sleep for fucking 2 years.
No, for real, dead ass.
Like, yeah, 2 years straight. And it's crazy. I was on 4 years sleep.
That's crazy.
And I was doing the music shit, so that shit I wasn't sleeping at all.
Man, I remember, man, we be in the studio, bro, like. Everybody go to sleep and be like, yo, and then I leave. They be like, damn, where'd you go? I was like, dog, I've been going to college, dog. Like, I'm in college. Like, dog, like literally just going straight, like, from the studio, right. From all this stuff, job, all this shit, straight to the school, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Go to class, get out of class, go to work, get out of work, go to the studio.
I was working at a bar that one of the hottest restaurants in Charleston. It still is, actually. But, so basically it was like, hey, Owen, you want to give up this shift that you're going to make 300, 400 bucks in one night to go be a PA on some shit? We'll give you gas money. And I'm like,
I'm going to
give you gas money and cold pizza.
Okay.
That's awesome. Somebody cover my shift.
Once I started doing that, then it was like, shit, you got the job. It was like 12 motherfucking interns. And I was one of them, and shit, it was all us working at the radio station, sitting the broadcast.
Oh, yeah, that's dope. See, that's a good internship,
though. I was the only one got a job out of all of
them. That's a cool-ass internship.
That's how it was, I mean, not the same, but the same kind of story. Like, I interned until I finally, you know.
I did that shit for, like, 2-3 years.
No, that's what you got to do, man. Like,
you got to have some little money, man.
Yeah, man, you got to move smart out here, man.
I got an intern in props, and then from there transferred over to camera internship. But needed somebody to cover my prop internship. Like, this is how entitled fucking people are. And so I would go up to, you know, like, hey, Trent, for example. Like, hey, I just got this camera internship. Do you want this prop internship? And he'd be like, nah, I kind of want to hold that for camera. And I'm like, but if you get the prop internship, then you can meet the camera people like I did. And then when I become, you know, move up, you can take that. And they're like, nah, I'm just going to wait. Mm-hmm. Now these motherfuckers graduated, have no, you know, they got a film degree. Fucked on that, but no...
No experience type of
Yeah.
Nah, when that door cracks open, you got to stick your foot in that motherfucker.
Shit, exactly. Boy, who?
Nigga, who? That's what I did. Like, I had a chance to get in early, like, get in and be a PA, and I was like, I don't want to be a PA, but I was like, the door cracked open. I stuck my foot in that bitch, and then little by little, the door opened up a little bit more until you get to where you need to be. When you fucking walk in that building, you in there.
Hell yeah.
And you never know what it is. Yeah. Like, I got brought back
fucking not see an opportunity for what it is.
Nah, it's everything, but that's what
like,
I'm a firm believer.
We were
believer,
talking
bro.
About the other day, like, you know, motherfuckers try to help motherfuckers come along and, like, they kind of shit on the opportunity. Yeah. Like, hey, bro, I'm going to get you in this and so you can do this.
Right.
A second thought, I'm going to do this. And then like, bro, like this, this ain't something you could just turn down, my nigga. Like, get in where you fit it until you can move how you want. You know what I'm saying?
Just
like,
come in. Yeah, you can't just come in demanding.
Yeah, don't
and want your spot.
Underestimate it or take it for granted. Yeah. Like, this shit ain't it don't come along all the time.
It's called opportunity. Like, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it come when you 20, whether it come when you 50. Opportunity is opportunity.
But here's the thing is, I mean, you don't know when it's coming.
You don't know when it's coming, but you just
but
gotta
But saying no means it's not gonna come.
Right, hands down.
Like,
saying no means it ain't gonna happen, bro. Or saying you can't, like rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Like, I listened to a lot of shit that he says, and one thing was the only difference between motherfuckers that's doing it and motherfuckers that not doing it is motherfuckers stay persistent.
Yep.
It ain't the fact that you got a better idea than somebody or you got to keep reinventing your shit.
That's just it.
Keep going, my nigga. Like,
that's just it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wherever you at in whatever you're doing, just keep going.
Success comes to those too busy to look for it.
Just keep going. Exactly. Just keep fucking going. Like, that's why I took that shit and instilled it into what we doing, what I'm doing. You just keep going. No matter what part of the process you in. Eventually, right. you're gonna get. If you keep going, you're gonna get to where you're going. Just like if you walking somewhere. If I say I'm gonna walk from Atlanta to New York, motherfucker gonna say it's impossible.
Man. Yeah.
Nah, it's not. It's gonna take me a minute, but if I keep going, I get there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just keep going. You can quit at any point. You can quit whenever you want, my nigga.
But why?
If you keep going, you're gonna get there.
Not there's anything wrong with quitting.
But why?
Like, I have a reason for quitting. Like, don't just quit because
you only quit. You only quit when you can't.
Be a man.
Yeah. When it's physically impossible to continue. Like, that's when you quit.
I mean, quitting is technically learning from your mistake. Like, if you do something, you quit.
Never quit for good. Like, you might get discouraged and put it down.
You just have
but
to get back up.
You're never going
to
quit for good.
Don't quit for good. Told y'all we was taking y'all to church.
Church. All right, so on to a lighter note. It's Dragon Con weekend, like I said earlier.
On to a lighter note.
So now it's
technically, by the time you hear this, it was Dragon Con weekend.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Correct. Running around dressing up like all kinds of shit.
Ba-bow, bow.
And Luda Day weekend. You know it's going down.
Oh, man, it is crazy right now.
Luda Day weekend.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the wonderful city of Georgia for allowing us to smoke this beautiful CBD weed.
I know the city is full of
thoughts. My knee was hurting, too. My knee didn't stop hurting. As soon as I hit it, my knee stopped hurting.
No, I'm just asking, like, why do we smoke CBD?
Because we're on camera. All
right.
My knee was hurting. He told me he had something.
I'm just going to go along with it. I don't even
know. Yeah, just go along with it. Just go with the flow.
He was my illness.
They say we smoke CBD. Well, goddamn.
Smoking CBD.
Some good ass CBD.
Yeah, anybody asks. It's CBD.
Yes, what is that? Seriously, though.
It's some of the finest chronic known to man. It's some of the finest chronic known to man. No, that's not. There's nothing in it, man. Man, what are you doing, man? Why are you doing this in the middle of the podcast?
He had to get up and do his own research.
Because I don't trust you, motherfucker.
Well, you don't trust me.
Trust and verify.
You really thought that was CBD?
Trust and verify.
What the fuck? I'm saying that because we're on camera, man.
No.
God damn.
It tastes funny to me, man.
Like, I'm saying it because we're on camera, man. It's fucking weed, man. It's gas, man. It's loud. Like, shit, man. I'm not smoking no goddamn CBD, man. That shit's regular weed.
Trust me. The government's going to kick our door down. It's not for weed. It's for that IRS conversation we had last week.
Fuck.
I wasn't
here. That's the one that's kicking us out.
I wasn't
here.
Definitely we.
So.
Hey, who had the Popeye's chicken sandwich? I ain't even had it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, so I went to go try it the other day.
I don't even want it.
I was at the house the other day. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I got one like up the street. I'm going to go. It was the one on Boulevard in North or Ponce, whatever.
Okay.
And all right, so here's the Popeye's. I don't know if you guys can say this, but.
Yeah, sure.
It was like a fucking.
It's a podcast, man.
It was like a hurricane of cars around the fucking Popeyes.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about 50 cars circling. There was a gas station. Like, I've never seen anything like it.
That's the most crazy. Ridiculously nigga shit I've seen all year. This is like
feed them chicken.
This is like top notch nigga shit right here.
It wasn't just niggas out there, man. It was everybody. A cultural phenomenon.
Niggas started this shit.
Like Beanie Babies.
Yeah, no matter what race. They
it was like Beanie Babies. It was chicken sandwiches.
You don't understand. Niggas started this shit and social media brought everybody else into it. Niggas started this shit.
Yes.
This ain't nothing but some nigga shit.
I thought this was on
it only makes it to Ellen after it passed nigga shit level. Like this is that's how big it is, man, it's a chicken sandwich.
I don't understand.
Me either.
What I don't understand is what I'm saying.
I
make the best chicken sandwich.
Nigga shit.
You wanna ask me?
I don't even think it's a flavor thing. I think it's just more of homophobic chicken.
It's a hype thing.
A homophobic chicken.
It's a chicken sandwich.
Nah, man. It's just a culture thing.
This is the thing. We've been eating Popeye's chicken for years.
That's what I'm saying.
You think they're making another type of chicken for this sandwich?
No,
it's the same fucking chicken.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think
with some bread.
That's what Popeye's saying.
It's the same breast you've been getting in your two-piece. They just put some bread on that motherfucker. Gotcha. We got
gotcha, bitch. You should have been doing. What's a fillet?
The top part of the breast.
Boy, hey, listen.
I think it's more of a statement than anything.
And it's a hype thing. Like, after the hype, now everybody got to get one. Everybody got to get one.
No, the people just follow us, man.
So, wait, while everybody was just going nuts over Chick-fil-A, you telling me it's miles beyond Chick-fil-A?
Hold hey, up. Man. Here's the thing.
Ain't nothing like that hate-infused chicken. Okay, though. Popeyes is made with love, but that hate they infused that Chick-fil-A.
That spicy motherfucker.
Breast went, dog.
That Chick-fil-A spicy motherfucker.
Dog, it's all that homophobic hate, dog, that they put in that chicken. Listen, at a young age, bro.
That spicy, that shit take more. That chicken, that spicy motherfucker.
With some pepper jack, dog.
With some pepper jack. What kind of sauce you getting? What kind of sauce you getting?
I need Chick-fil-A sauce.
I don't get Chick-fil-A sauce. What you talking about? No sauce?
I gotta get Chick-fil-A sauce.
Ooh. Man, let me get the Chick-fil-A sauce. All the Polynesian.
Polynesian, bro.
I gotta get both.
Yeah, both. Oh, mix.
Polynesian. Chick-fil-A sauce that came through.
That Polynesian bit.
Because see, the Chick-fil-A sauce got a little smokiness. It's like smoky honey mustard.
But though, hey, that Polynesian drop. Anything that Polynesian dropping on, you scooping up.
Yeah, yeah.
Before that shit drop your
shirt. Listen, we can say whatever we want about the whole Popeyes things, but you gotta admit it worked. Like,
no, of course.
All of us right now would go get one if we could.
But why don't it work? Why don't it work?
I don't know.
Why don't it work when the motherfucker gets shot by the police?
I'm gonna tell you why.
Why don't it work?
I'm gonna tell you why.
It worked for a chicken fucking sandwich.
Because nobody gives a damn, dog. It's only about what we give a damn in the moment of this social media world, dog. Like, it is only about it.
Like, I done seen niggas get into fights with police. Bro, it only.
Dog, what y'all don't realize, dog?
They got a bunch of videos I seen with, like,
What y'all don't realize, man, is we living in a day and an age where it's almost like the movie The Matrix, but not quite. Like, everybody gives a fuck about the digital version of themselves more so than the actual version of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the digital world, they're living these glamorous lives in the Matrix. You know, niggas know kung fu, all kind of shit. Dodging bullets. Real world. Them motherfuckers about 300-400 pounds, bro. They got low self-esteem type shit.
Yeah, these bitches rather starve because you ask them to go to Fridays. they at home with a refrigerator empty.
Like, I want Papa Do's. Like, what?
Like, well, we can go to Fridays. Oh, well, I don't eat Fridays. Well, you keep your ass at home and eat ramen noodles.
What? Ba-dum-bam.
Ba-dum-bam.
There's other options than ramen and Fridays.
I'm just giving an example of, like, a restaurant that's not high. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, let's just go get some wings or something. Oh, I don't eat it. But you starving, bitch.
Hey. But I don't know, man. It's weird as fuck.
Pics from when you went to the fancy restaurant for your birthday.
Man, that's why I think that Dave Chappelle stand-up shit was so fucking genius, bro. Like, because, like, everything's so politically correct now, man. I'm an 80s baby, bro. So, like
not necessarily shit was, but shit is just, like you said, shit is phony right now.
That's what I'm saying,
it's
bro.
It's everything. Everybody is a facade, like, right now. Like, I'm this way on the gram, so I got to be this way in
man,
public.
Make believe,
but
bro,
I'm not
man.
Really this type of person. So now you flexing, like, all your life. And it's fucking you up because you done fucked up reality with social media.
Yeah, man. It's
and
like,
you
dude.
You can't keep this shit up because you can't afford the shit that you portraying, but you got to portray it, and you got to try your hardest to portray it because you got followers. You
don't
want your followers
I don't get
to think
it.
You flexing.
I personally don't get it.
Yeah, dog, but low key, like,
get it.
Nah, man, I don't get it either, stupid. Dog. Like, I'm just too real for that, man. Like, I'd rather just be like, hey, man, I don't like you. You don't like me. And it's not like I don't like you because you are who you are. I just don't like you because of you.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
As far as social media go, though, like, the problem with the social media shit is, like, it allow people and it make people do phony shit.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? For no apparent reason. Like, phony, like
them phony
you literally setting up a candid photo. Like, candid mean like you're not ready for it. But you, like, setting it up and posing and taking a picture and, like,
off guard.
Bitch, like, you got dressed for that picture. Just to post.
It's Tuesday night.
Yeah, just to post just on got Instagram. Off from work. Hashtag Fashion Over. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Yeah.
Hey man, but hey man, I ain't gonna knock nobody hustle, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, we not knocking no hustle.
I'm not knocking no hustle, but I'm just saying, eventually things are gonna change. You know what I'm saying?
One of the best things to see is somebody like in public doing a selfie. Like you ever see him and they're like,
oh man, that should be the funniest, corniest shit ever.
I like people watching, and that is just taking people watching on too.
I've been tripping out on people too.
Especially when there's a friend nearby, and they can just take the picture. But no, the friend is just like, nah, you got to do it again. She's like,
people watching is like one of my all time things.
Yeah, that's just great.
I like lurking in the shadows.
People weird as fuck.
Do you ever think of like what? Somebody else's people, when somebody else's thinking people watching it, they're thinking of you.
Oh, hell yeah. All the time. I'm so self-fucking conscious.
Yeah, though. Who is it?
Depending on where I'm at and what I got.
It's funny.
On.
I laugh at that shit, like, especially if I do something.
I do, because
like,
I know.
Yeah, if I do something. Nah, like, it's different. My nose or something.
It's
I'm
different.
Just,
like,
no, not even that. Like, I'll, like, talk to myself and shit
like
that.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I'll be like, damn, I know they laugh. I know that somebody saw that shit. I'll be like, I know somebody saw that shit.
No, here's the weird thing. It's like I have, like a pinch disc. Because sometimes I'll do this, like, little, like, wiggle or something like that.
So I know somebody.
So I know somebody's just like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, he's
got a turbo up his ass or some shit. Like,
somebody's always watching, so you know, like,
you don't want them to think that.
So when it's my turn to watch, I have a grand time.
Yeah.
I just chuckled to myself, like, this motherfucker.
And it's like, I see shit nobody else sees, so it'd be like, yo.
I like watching dudes that try to be cool. Like, that's my favorite.
Oh, they have, like, you know,
dudes that try, like, stop. Like, you actually see the process of him, like, consciously thinking, like, no, let me stay.
Walk.
Like,
I'm clowns.
Or, like, when they try to talk to a waitress or something like that. Like, I love that shit. Like, seeing dudes that try to run game or be cool. Like, because I don't have no game, or I don't do that shit.
I just happen to see shit. Like, I just have something.
That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, it's the same with me. I just notice.
I don't like, everything people do don't necessarily, like, entertain me. Some shit I just
see stuff out of place. I don't want to see.
Oh, most of it's not entertaining. Most of it's questioning.
I don't even like people like that to be all, like, watching them. But certain shit is in it.
Yeah, you just catch something.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people watching this.
You be like, look at this motherfucker.
Exactly.
No, like me personally, like, yeah, I like people watching a lot too. And giving them fictitious names.
I'm taking a
background story to him.
I give them their own little background story, like, where he must have came from. Like, when I see somebody, like, in line or something, like, oh, he's he probably work.
He's a muggle.
We have to do one of these with, like, people walking by.
He's a fucking muggle.
we gotta put up pictures of random people in regular clothes. Guess what they do for a living?
They don't think somebody looking at you.
My favorite playing with is it, like, when you see a couple and it's like obvious age difference. Yeah. It's like daughter, hooker, or trophy wife. Like,
oh, dude, being in fucking Cancun was like, oh yeah, trophy wife, hooker.
You know, it's always fun. Like, it's 2019, so now it's in reverse.
Sometimes it's easy.
Yeah,
it's like, is that a son or is that, damn, girl, get it? Like,
yeah, cool.
A nice little 22-year-old.
Wow. I like looking at people in traffic. I just like driving past people and just seeing the different people in their car. That shit.
Not me, man. That should be pissing me off. I be seeing motherfuckers reading books and shit, dog. What the fuck is you doing?
I don't like looking at people in their car. That piss me off.
It's just like, sometimes, nigga, why you read the book?
Motherfuckers can't drive in Atlanta.
It's gridlock traffic. You read the motherfucking book. Texting.
Like Sasquatch.
Talking on speakerphone.
Fuck. Look at this motherfucker.
Like, this motherfucker here, man.
Nah, fuck that.
Like, man, this shit is the worst, dog. I remember one time I was driving to work, man. Some dude almost got, like, me and, like, four other people in a fucking wreck on the interstate, dog, on the way to work, dog. And, like, I'm talking about, we was all, like, you could see the other cars was like, man, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking in my rear view because I was at the leader of the pack, so he cut me off to do, you know what I'm saying, to do all that shit. Cut through like six lanes of traffic. We like, yo, who the fuck is this asshole, dog? Sure enough, we show up, dog. It's the DP.
We'll give a motherfucker the ball.
It's the director of photography. We're like, damn, this motherfucker here.
He's trying to beat y'all.
It's always a motherfucker in the pickup truck who want to drive so fucking aggressively. Like, motherfucker, you're not the only one on the fucking road, bro. Like,
imagine if people were in their car. It's like the supermarket with their carts or walking through the streets. Like, imagine, like, why all of a sudden we're in this, like, protective bubble that we have this. You can't say you're not guilty of it as well.
What?
Just being, like, when you're in your car, you're...
Like, not giving a fuck?
Like, not giving a fuck.
I'll
like,
cut a motherfucker off quick. I don't give a goddamn.
One thing about me... Hold up. Bro, one thing about me is... I'm a super defensive driver. I take my time. I don't give a fuck about speeding. None of that
I'm
shit.
I'm offensive.
Long as I leave, long as I leave home in time for work, I don't give a fuck regardless, how fast I'm driving.
Here's the thing.
I ain't no speeder because most of the time I'm high anyway.
Regardless, if you're not a speeder, like, you're high, you probably get stuck in the left lane. So imagine that.
No.
Hold up. Imagine.
I get where I need to get, and I'm good. I'm scary or nothing, but I ain't trying to, like,
he's
a lot
so
majority of motherfuckers in the city. Majority of motherfuckers in the city are aggressive drivers, meaning
I'm
like
one of them.
They switch lanes without signaling.
You're right.
And yeah. they speeding and they get on your ass like I'm about to go faster because you on my ass. Motherfucker, it's six lanes. Get the fuck out of here.
Was that you? I was in front of.
And I brake checked the niggas.
Okay, so now that you've said your ass, you've defended yourself.
Say what you got to say.
Regardless of if you're a good driver, bad driver, or anything, you're still, people are inconsiderate in the fucking road. So you go in the speed limit.
I'm considering as fuck.
Regardless, I'm saying you're going to speed limit, doing your thing.
All right, fellas.
Imagine if somebody was behind you
calm
and like
down,
the
fellas.
Sidewalk.
Calm down.
They're like, excuse
calm
me,
down,
can I get
fellas.
Around? And you're like, no. No, you're not going to go use all the
ding,
lanes.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's what I'm saying. You just said go around.
No,
yeah,
brother.
There's six other lanes. See what I mean?
This is what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, I get excited.
If I'm walking up the street, it's
behind
me.
Exactly. So I'm saying, in a car, regardless.
If going slow,
yeah,
then you can still go around me.
But I'm, but I'm saying, like, imagine if they excuse me. Would you be like, no, don't get it on.
You can't say excuse me in the car.
That's what, but if somebody comes up behind you, Dave can't come up behind you.
Holy
in the left
shit!
Lane.
No, that ain't oh,
shit,
to
I'm
me.
Dead.
If you're
that's
in the
not
lane,
excuse
dead.
Me. To me, that's move
in the left lane.
You go to slow move.
But that's the thing. If you're in the left lane, you're not supposed to be going slow.
Fuck you.
So you see, even.
But I'm not going slow. I'm going to speed limit, bro.
But in the left lane, it's a passing lane, so it doesn't matter.
But
it,
no, it's not a 100-mile-an-hour lane.
It doesn't matter. It's
not
a passing
lane.
Hey, man.
This is the law.
Hey,
I'm not making this
that
up.
That ain't the law.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. How many people use the left lane?
This is the...
It's the passing
lane. Yeah, bro.
Yes.
Slow traffic state of the right. That's
okay.
What
I'm faster than these other lanes. I'm just
hey,
not
guys.
As fast as you want to go.
Then you get
hey,
over
guys.
For the faster person.
Yeah, hey, guys.
That's the law. So I'm saying, even
you're
if
blowing
you think
you're
my high. You're whoa, this is a good topic. This is something that people argue about.
Okay, but... You guys are getting very adamant right now, guys.
I'm talking to him just like I drive. I want to know what's in the person's head in front of me.
Okay.
Anyway,
let me finish. I'm saying,
why you in such a hurry, bro?
Okay, so if you were walking down the street, would you
drive
the same attitude with somebody?
Yes.
Why are you in such a hurry? What do you need to pass me for?
I wouldn't say that. You're not going to say that, but I'm not going to change my path or walk faster because you want to go faster.
But you would see, if
somebody
says excuse me, you're going to get out of the way, right?
If somebody says
excuse me,
you're going to
be like, okay, yeah, pass by me, right?
Probably.
So what I'm saying is, if that's society, if that's something you'll do any day, why all of a sudden we get in a car and
bro, I said
different?
Excuse me in a car.
Because walking is not as dangerous as being in a car.
Even for me to come up behind you and say, excuse me, in like an aggressive way, I wouldn't do it in the fucking sidewalk, but I would do it in the street. So both of us
that's
are in the wrong.
You're dangerous.
In the car. Is what I'm saying. Like, why does it... Because
I can hit my brakes and you on my back seat now.
But regardless...
That's why you don't do that shit in the car.
No, you got me quick with it.
What I'm trying to say is the norms of society... Ah, fuck it.
You got to hit that.
You asked a question.
You got to hit the brake.
I'm not. I'm just telling you... I don't give a fuck if we in the street or in the car. You're not going to rush me, bro. Period.
Hey, man.
Who's rushing you, though?
We all together.
Yeah, we're not rushing you.
No,
we're
that's what you just said. You
we're
said,
rushing, we're rushing
you,
ourselves.
You being in the left lane is not rushing.
Okay,
you.
Check this out. Let me give you a scenario. If the right lane is slower than the middle lane, and the middle lane is slower than the lane I'm in.
Yeah.
So I'm the fastest lane right now.
Yeah. So you go over.
I'm going faster than everybody else. But you want to go faster than me.
So you pull to
fuck
the...
you.
I like
you
drive
you
fast.
Go over.
You know what I'm saying?
You go over.
Fuck you. We already going faster than everybody. How fast do you want to go?
What do you know? What,
well,
how do you
your
know
car.
What's in the thing? What if somebody's got given birth
around.
In the car?
That's
why
I blow
they can't.
My bones.
Everybody's going slower. You see?
We're going faster than everybody else.
But for you to go over into the right lane and let somebody pass,
we
got to
stop this conversation.
Passing
we got to stop this conversation.
I actually think this conversation will get more feedback than anything we've ever talked about.
No, yeah, no, it will.
I honestly,
no, it
this
will
get more feedback than anything you're fucking talking about.
That's my thing, bro. That you, I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I don't think you understand the laws of the road.
No, it's two drivers.
Slower traffic
one
stays to the right.
I
and
drive
it's
fast.
People like you who
you
are
can drive
the
fast.
Traffic.
You
it's
can drive
the
fast.
High
it's the reason that you
check
high
this
high
out.
Fast.
Check this out.
You ever see
fast.
That like two-lane road?
But I'm not gonna get out of your way if
you're,
I'm already driving fast.
No,
to
I'm
me.
Gonna get around.
You ever see that two-lane?
If you don't, I'm gonna be mad as fuck. This nigga.
Dude, check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
Who the fuck is this asshole?
If the speed limit 65, the speed limit 65, and I'm going 80.
All right, hold on. Here's a simple scenario.
Shit, we going 80 together.
Okay. Look, but it's motherfuckers
you
that want to
like,
go 100.
Oh, no, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Fuck you.
Who are you to judge? Here's what I'm saying. Two lane road.
Guys.
This motherfucker here.
But
guys,
who are you to judge? Is what I'm saying.
Who
the law is saying.
I'm not judging
you.
You
just
who are you to
celebrate.
Hold the law? Who are you to hold the law? You're just a car. Just
I'm
like
already breaking the law by going 15 miles
so
past the limit.
So go over to the right. All right, so when the next scenario.
I ain't no pussy. I
ain't
moving
out. Goddamn. Motherfuckers are talking about
here,
all kind of legal crimes on this podcast. The FBI gonna be knocking at our door like,
gotcha, bitch.
You speeding?
Because of
gotcha,
traffic
bitch.
Violation?
I was at a family bar.
Let me give you
George
an example.
At the door
CBD
of
weed, huh?
Gotcha, bitch.
All right, can I give an example real quick? So in that two-lane road, when there's you, the car in the light, and then all of these cars behind you because you won't get over... How is that?
Okay, is it, like you said, it's a car to my, where am I going? How can I
you
go?
Can just go like this, and not all of traffic can move, and then you can come back and go. That's how
bro,
the road is designed.
Is, what I said was...
But when there's two cars, and you...
That's not what I said. I said, if I'm in the fastest lane...
Yes, right here.
That means I'm like this.
No, if you're going 65, and this car's going 63... This is like this.
So what kind of cars?
You're going 5 miles over the speed
limit.
Now you nitpicking.
No, all right. So you're going 50. So what? It's better for you to fucking just go around and do like this. All right,
guys. Hey, guys.
I'm
all right, you guys are blowing my high with this shit. I'm not in a car, but I feel like...
You're not high enough, motherfucker.
Like, I feel like,
I think that's what it is.
I feel like I've been in the car for the last 15 minutes.
That was a road rage.
Sit back.
Hold on
up.
Like, I literally feel like I was in a passenger seat.
Yeah.
Of one of your cars. And Flame was in the other car's passenger seat. Yeah. And
Y'all
fuckers got the fender bit in. We've just been watching y'all argue until the cops show up on the side of the interstate during rush hour traffic. But dog, like goddamn, dog. But yeah, like goddamn. Like goddamn, man.
If you would have passed,
I'd have been like, I told you.
Me and Flames looking at each other like, yeah, that's your boy. That's my boy. I mean. I'm cool, like shit. Like you seem cool, like shit. We was just passengers.
Like, man, whose fault was it? I told him to speed up a little bit because I saw him
about
coming
shit
up behind.
Motherfuckers gonna do every
I know, man.
We talking about every day.
That's
shit.
Why they gonna love this conversation.
Yeah,
I swear.
That shit is funny.
Especially in Atlanta, they gonna love that conversation. But that's hilarious.
We got some passionate shit.
We was definitely.
Like, we could change the topic.
I was. I was in the passenger seat.
We just talking about
like I'm just. You haven't been in the passenger seat with that one friend you know can't drive, so you just like, oh shit. That's how I felt just now. Like, oh shit, where's this going?
I ain't gonna say who it is, but this motherfucker, man. Every time I'm in the car with this nigga, man, I'm like,
Is he at the table?
Huh? No, I said a family member. Like,
I thought you said a friend.
Every time we in the car, I think either like we gonna get into a fight.
I'm that guy.
We gonna get into a wreck, or we gonna get pulled over. Like, that's the worst type of driver you want to be with. The nigga,
you be like, oh, all I'm bad scared.
Shit going. No, trying to argue with me, he's been there. Like, I won't get your act pulled over any of that shit. I get us there, but you grab onto the seat every once in a while.
Like, why you drive crazy? Like, why you drive like that,
bro?
Because I have to fucking slow down for people in the left lane.
That's what I want
to
know. Who?
That's why, if the left lane was open, I'd be able to go straight.
Flames, you say you drive aggressive.
Yeah.
What's that? What you mean?
I'm an aggressive driver.
Like, you just taking, you taking what's yours.
I'm getting where I'm going at. I don't care.
Why?
Because I'm getting where I'm going
at. So you don't give a fuck about, like, what another motherfucker
about to do? Because she's ready to go.
No, you're aggressive in the sense of, like.
Like, I know what they're about to do, so I'm making my move first.
It's different aggressives, bro.
No, I'm making my move first. That's the aggressiveness. Like, I know what you about to do. I'm about to make my move.
How you know what I'm about to do? See, that's what the problem with y'all motherfuckers is.
Because you know.
You think you know what somebody about to do.
You can tell. You know. Trust me, there's enough bad drivers out there that I know if I come up, that if somebody's on their fucking phone, that when that light turns green, I'm not in the shoulder trying to get over. But there's always a guarantee that somebody's just not paying attention.
I do believe you gotta be somewhat aggressive out here. Like,
but here's the thing.
You gotta kinda take shit sometimes. You gotta take the lane, sometimes you gotta take the whatever you gotta do, the turn, you gotta do it sometimes. Sometimes.
But see, here's the thing about being aggressive. If you don't get that opportunity to go in,
then you ain't gonna do it.
You can't stop and all of a sudden fuck everybody behind you. You gotta take a loss. You gotta make that right. Make the U-turn.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take
an L. It's a gamble.
And I always say to myself, I'll be like, that's my fault.
I found the new.
So all of you're like, no.
What?
The Me Too of getting cut off in traffic. I'm about to start Me Too and motherfuckers for cutting me off in traffic.
Me too. We'll press charges and shit.
Yeah, motherfucker, cut me off.
Don't do that.
Oh, shame, motherfuckers.
God's honest true story.
It's shame, motherfuckers. He can't drive a shit.
I got into an altercation on the road. This was in Charleston, to where we both got out of the car and started yelling at each other.
Man. Nice.
Nothing happened, yada, yada, yada. I ended up getting back in my car. My neighbor was two cars behind me, saw the whole fucking thing, like, on the other side of town. Damn. It was the funniest fucking thing. She's like,
I got in a wreck coming from Trident Tech. Leaving class, right?
I was leaving Trident. Got into an argument, coming up. And what's it called? She saw the whole fucking thing. Like, pulls in the driveway 2 minutes after. She's like, you're a fucking motherfucker.
I got into
a
car accident at the weed spot.
Damn. It was my fault.
Imagine that.
That's scary.
After you copped?
The cops wasn't involved.
After you copped?
I copped, and they was on their way to cop. I'm pulling out. I'm, like, backing out the driveway, and they was pulling. It was snowing. This was back up north in New York. So they pulling. I'm pulling out the driveway. They coming up, and they couldn't stop. I couldn't stop either. Blue! She hopped out the car like, oh, what the fuck? My car wasn't fucked up. Her car wasn't that fucked up. She like, you just copped some weed. You just went to the weed spot. I'm like, yeah.
You see what weed does?
Yeah.
They call the cops. Ain't nobody called the cops. Everybody was happy. Cool,
she wasn't even tripping.
Hey, like, she was like, yo, because if I call the cops, I can't get my weed.
I ain't even tripping.
I'm not even. And if I call the cops, he got weed. My weed man right there. I ain't never going to get no weed again. Like, shit, fuck this, though.
Because I got the number, too.
And we can smoke together.
I got you, boo.
This car raggedy anyway.
I got you, boo.
That's the best place to get to a car.
Yeah, I got you, boo.
In front of some illegal activity.
Yeah, like,
Ain't nobody calling. I know a guy.
Yeah, you know a guy.
Take you to my
matter of fact, there's probably a guy two houses down that can repair all both our shit for $500
an
ounce.
Right now.
Word up. And he don't even smoke weed. He getting out so he can trick off.
Right now.
Guarantee you, though. That's one thing growing up in the hood, man. That shit, boy, that was one thing, like, growing up, you know what I'm saying? Especially being 13 out of school, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, growing up in the hood.
I didn't know what a Pep Boys was.
Like, nigga, like, shit, dog. Boy, dog, you can find anything, dog. Like, there's somebody that do everything, dog. Anything, boy. Really, I remember the DVD man. Shit, with the DVD man, like shit. He was like, boy, you been pissed. You got to call him up. Hey, man, this, yeah, man, I got three movies from you, but shit, that day of Rush Hour 1 ain't been popping, hey, bro.
You gonna be your ex, when you go back, though. He gonna say,
DVD niggas came a long way from, like, when they first started slinging them to, like, when they got real efficient and, like, you'll go to, like, Walgreens and they could be outside with the booklet of all
They got the little table set up there.
Or he got, like, a list, he give you like this laminated list of all the movies and shit.
He's like, yeah, I think I got a cop. Nah, man, they just got my last copy.
They got real efficient. Like, man, he like, that shit. Well, shit, this got all the Rush Hours on it. This got all the Fridays on it. Like, damn.
My bootleg man used to get in debt with the movies and tell me exactly. Like, he watched every single fucking movie. So he would tell me, like, yo, hey, you like this one. I know the ones you got before.
So bootleg niggas was the first Netflix.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Firestick.
That's what I'm saying. They were Blockbuster. They were the first Redbox in a sense.
Yeah. No.
Because you had a Blockbuster, but it was almost like Redbox. Like you went to this little booth.
You don't need no credit card. You don't need no membership.
Redbox took away and the bootleg
and
job.
You own it. That's what it is. And for the price of one rental from Blockbuster, you're getting three DVDs.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It was the first Redbox.
The bootleg man used to have a movie in the theaters that night.
That's what I'm saying.
If Firestick got them same copies right now, I'd be like, man, I should have just called my bootleg. This is the same copy he got.
They got the same shit. Remember the nigga he used to come in the barbershop with the pieces of paper with the cover of the movie on it? They got real life.
Hey, man, shout out to Cameron, but that's how I got that Come Home With Me, Dog. You know what I'm saying? Come Shot With Me, whatever it was.
Yeah, majority of my DVDs in like from like 98 to 2006 was.
But he also had the little Egyptian musk.
Man, I still got a million. Oh, yeah. All the DVDs in the house.
I live by those to this day.
Always like a little
to this day, I live by the name. They got efficient with those, too. You can get, like, designer cologne.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Shout out to man. Shout out to Crazy Tony. I ain't seen him in a while.
Shout out to my African homie who brings me the roll-on cologne. You don't want none of that spray shit. They got all kind of crazy shit on them, man. Get the roll-ons. It's organic. It's all natural. And it lasts long. It lasts long as fuck. And you get three for the ten. You can't beat that. I done got three $60 colognes for $10.
That shit lasts.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit lasts a while, so.
All that name brand shit.
Shit, boy, you be sitting there like,
I ain't paying that money.
Man, shout out to them African homies, man. Shout out to the bootleggers, man. Shit. I don't even know what niggas bootlegging now, but I know they got good bootleggers.
They bootlegging fire sticks, so they're like,
shit. They bootlegging.
I think my bootleg man started selling weed.
Bootlegging weed.
I was like, yo, what's up, man? You got these trees?
Nah, man, I got these trees.
I got these trees now, dog. I'm like, damn. Shit, but it game fucked up, dog. I was like, remember when you was young, man? Shit was so perfect. Nigga was selling DVDs. Now my DVD man selling weed.
Still get a movie or two.
My weed man went to ITC Tech.
I don't even remember the last time I seen a DVD.
There are gas stations now, though.
I got a million at my crib.
That's true.
When you go to the gas stations, you see them.
I seen a case from one of them.
Avengers 5.
It was a damn documentary. It's some kind of documentary. Someone put at the counter, like, niggas still, I don't even got a DVD player. How do I play this shit? That's the crazy shit. Xbox.
I still got one.
You got a console, Xbox. You can play that shit. I forgot. Yeah.
I be going back through my old shit, though. A lot of sometimes, like, if it ain't shit on TV.
Now that niggas got fire sticks and you got all this streaming shit.
Yeah, man, that shit.
Everything
great.
You got on the DVD, you can watch on that shit. So, like.
Yeah, but I still like having a hard copy of some things.
Why?
Because my internet goes out every once in a while, bro.
I got boxes of DVDs.
I don't know nothing about that.
I have my shit in the thing, but I have like 20 Blu-rays at the house.
Crazy Tony.
I got them for like the $5 fucking thing. Like,
then you
got
to put the DVD in
it. Put it in the fucking PlayStation. That's right there.
You gotta go to the menu screen, you gotta do all this extra shit.
Is that what you're complaining about? Pushing?
Yeah. I'm saying when you can just go to a movie and play it as opposed to.
You work in the film business where you do a bunch of useless shit back and forth.
Don't tell nobody
you
that.
You just moving circles.
Can't tell nobody that, man. We do a bunch of shit.
Nah, I don't work in the film business.
I'm breaking my back for you, coach. No, I don't just.
And you're too, at the end of it, you're too lazy to go boop, 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 boop.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, boy. I ain't gonna lie, man. That motherfucker got damn bootleg, man.
The beauty of it is if you watching the movie, streaming, if you stream the movie and you're watching it, you can stop and switch movies. immediately.
Come back to that same exact spot.
And I don't got to get up.
Okay, but I'm a person who call me old fashioned. I usually just finish the movie I'm watching.
But you're old fashioned.
You're old fashioned, man.
You
old fashioned.
You old fashioned.
You know what they call that? You old, man. You old head. You washed.
Please. I get halfway through Rocky 2, and I'm like, man, I want to watch Predator.
And you just watch, like, do you finish part of it, or do you watch half of it, then go back to Rocky?
Maybe.
I'm very intrigued. Like,
I might never go back to Rocky. I might go to
How many people out there are like this? I'm really, this is the
I
first
time I've attention span for shit.
It depends on, shit, me. I do that to, like,
I do that. I do that to a movie or a TV show.
It's only, like, 3-4 movies I can watch without changing, without getting bored. In the
are these new movies, or are they
if it's not a good movie,
Pulp Fiction, Friday.
Do you watch like half of a movie you've never seen before and just,
yeah,
I don't want to watch this anymore. I want to go watch it.
But then you realize you wasted like
Karate
an hour
Kid and then come back to it.
Trying to figure out a movie.
But
shit,
you I don't want to watch it anymore? Or just I'm bored with it, I'll come back to it later.
Exactly. I don't want to watch it no more. I'm bored with it, I'll come back to it later.
That is the weirdest shit I've ever heard in my life,
man. You never
watched like judging. I'm just saying that's
what I'm explaining it. You never watch something that just lose your attention? Like, you're like, I ain't really watching this
shit. Yeah, but I'll stop and do something else.
You make yourself watch it.
No, I'll stop and do something else.
It depends on how far along.
You're not going to stop and watch something else?
If I'm
going to
watch it, I'm going to watch it.
Would you feel like you're cheating on the movie you're watching or something?
Yeah, fuck that.
It's like, I've already put like an hour towards it.
I might be watching something and be like, you know what?
I don't watch Dragon Ball Z.
If I leave it, I definitely don't come back.
I want to watch Martin or some shit like that. I'll be like, you know what?
I want to watch this.
I want to laugh.
I do that.
Turn it.
No, if I watch something and I like don't want to watch it anymore, I'd never come back to it. It's like,
yeah.
No, I go back to shit.
See, it's like picking up a boring book fucking 2 years later and be like, oh, all right,
man,
this shit.
I got a question, man. So I want to talk about movies and this Dragon Town weekend.
I
want to
know more about this fucking.
it's called ADD. Or ADHD.
You know,
either or. It's all the same shit, though.
See, like, now, weed might help me watch this shit, but...
Well, it says something. What if you start making, like, 45-minute movies?
I play Xbox and have a movie on the iPad, dog.
Short film? I love short films.
And be watching fucking Instagram videos, dog. Like,
I am notorious
for not paying attention.
17 things.
Nobody.
Thinking about some scripts.
45 minutes and we out the door?
Hey, Joe, we can't hear this part.
45 minutes and we out the door.
Hey, man.
There's long format, there's short, there's no medium film.
That's just a movie without the bullshit.
People like this motherfucker. The bullshit got like 40
dialogue. That's like that's like a movie without the bullshit dialogue and the love.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's basically
gonna kill you.
If you take like the love interest out of every movie, that's like 45 minutes.
Oh, dude, I'm a firm believer in that.
That's like a 45 minute movie every time. For the guys, for the fellas.
Yeah,
yeah. Every movie's got a lot.
But you gotta admit that all like great movies, it's like the downfall.
Because that's like 20-30 minutes of romantic shit.
But it's a story, like
you know what I mean, like suspense and all this.
It's all the same.
Are you coming back to me? Like, if you take all that shit out of the movie, boom.
But that's also the movie.
Yeah, that's the movie. That's the high class dirtbags movie.
Like most of the movie does is
that's our movie, man. The high class dirtbags movie. Superhero opens up, him fucking the shit out of chick.
Yeah.
He's like, I love
no
you.
No dialogue.
And he's like,
no, no, no.
He's like, I can't love. That. I can't have a family.
No, ain't even no talk.
I must kill my enemy.
Yeah, it starts off. He fucking, he just goes, throw her off.
Then the ninjas come in and start fighting.
Immediately, straight to a fight.
I must kill my enemy.
Then they kill her. They immediately kill her after the fight. Then somebody kill her. Like,
and then, but then love is what he avenges the fight. Like, what else is?
Boy, that's
it's
funny,
always
boy.
Something. But it does cut it. We need to trim the look for it down.
Trim the fat. He fucking. They kill her while he fucking. He like why? Then they start fighting right after that. Eliminate all the romance, nigga. You know he loved her. Because he's fucking her, and he said, why?
If John Wick did all of that for a puppy, imagine what he would do if it was like...
Hey, boy, if it was
John Wick did all of that for a dog. Imagine if it was like mid, like...
Thank you!
For blue balls.
How dope
imagine
is that?
Imagine how you would go for blue balls. Like,
nah,
John Wick. John Wick 24.
Midnight.
Blue balls. Strikes again.
John Wick 4. Midnight. Midnight run. Like midnight run.
Oh, man.
J
John Wick. You kidding? It is the most controversial film
who
ever.
Who the fuck is John Wick? You killed him when he was mid-nut.
Some Russian dude.
John Wick, he's 75.
Like, you don't know what you did?
Still ain't got no
pussy. What the fuck did I do?
You John Wick.
You killed his world girlfriend, pre-nut.
The prequel.
Out for revenge.
John Wick.
It's called The Masturbation.
John Wick. Pre-nut, the prequel.
The pre-nut, the prequel.
That's, well, you stupid.
And Midnight, the sequel.
Midnight. John Wick. Hey, don't steal that shit.
Oh, man, don't sleep on it,
don't
man.
Don't steal that shit, man.
Hey, man, don't sleep on it, man. It's coming soon. To a porn site near you.
There's an angry man over there.
Oh, no, we can definitely do
and a car.
We're way left. With
NC-17.
Sorry. It happens sometimes.
If he...
Third back.
If you thought he would go on holds bars for a puppy.
Imagine what he'll do for the pussy.
John Wick. Better than ever.
You killed John Wick's girlfriend. Mid pussy.
Oh shit, dog. That shit would be a classic, dog. It'd be like, yo, this is dog.
Did you know he was a virgin?
Dog, I ain't gonna lie. And it's believable because white dudes for white dudes that don't get vagina, dog, them niggas, dog. Hey. No lie, bro.
You got the police chief, John. I can't believe you're coming back. John, I can't believe you're coming back. I was balls deep. They killed her. I was balls deep and they killed her.
I'm going to kill every criminal in this world. John Wick.
Like, man, you can get another one. But it was my first time.
John Wick.
You ever had blue balls?
He's like, it was Thor, John Wick versus the Avengers, Phase 5 of the Marvel Universe.
Well, y'all do crazy, man. Y'all crazy.
Like all the B-Marvel dudes John Wick going against.
That's fucked up.
The ones nobody gives a fuck.
Man, that shit making a new Saw, man.
Versus Hawkeye.
I hope that shit, Chris Rock doing it, so.
What he doing?
Saw.
Like Saw?
The movie, like, yeah.
Saw. Like with Jigsaw?
Yeah. He's
Chris
Rock
is
Chris Rock.
What is he producing it?
He's producing it.
Who
he so he's
yeah, he's rebooting it.
Yeah.
Like, he's just money man.
It might actually be good.
He
dog.
Said that was his Saw favorite, one of his favorite franchises.
Dog, yeah. Saw, the first one was a crazy ass movie. That motherfucker got up in the air and was like, yeah, I was in the room with y'all niggas this whole time.
Yeah,
it's me, bitch.
I do think Chris Rock would make it crazier than
I would like to see the Chris Rock version.
He would make it even crazier.
Somebody's helping him, though.
I think his idea.
I think Samuel Jackson.
But still.
There is a one-legged busboy in here. It has something to do with this shit.
When that motherfucker got up out the fucking damn middle of the floor at the end of the movie, dude. I was like,
gotcha, bitch.
Like, yeah.
Gotcha, bitch.
He's like, oh, the key's in the tub the whole time, bitch.
That was one
gotcha,
of the
bitch.
That was one of
the craziest, like, turning points of a movie.
Though. Yeah, though. So there was some college kids that created that shit, too.
For real?
Some, I think they went to SCAD or Full Sail. It might have been Full Sail.
That shit was...
They kind of drawn. It was kind of drawn out though.
But that shit was still hard.
Hey, though. I still watch all of them.
You think they still have student debt?
Huh?
You think they still have student debt?
I assume that was probably one of the first things they did with the fucking check.
I don't even think they planned on it to be as big as it was. Like, because if you think about it, the Saw part was him sawing his foot off.
Yeah.
That was the Saw part of the movie.
That nigga cut his foot off.
Then that shit turned
then he
into.
Did
would,
shit.
Hey, what would you
know,
top?
You know, they had to,
wait, what's
the name? Like Danny Glover.
Segment
and all
time.
Of them,
segment
Glover
time.
Don't ask no questions about the movie because I really don't know. All
segment
the parts
time.
Of
no.
The movie.
Segment time. Segment time. What are the top five things you saw your foot off for?
Five. Fuck. I
just. God damn. I can't get one.
My kids. One.
How many kids you have?
Two.
So you just go one and you get two of them.
Right? Yeah, that's two. So that's the that's two reasons. That's two separate reasons.
No, he was five.
Oh, that's no, because right. You got two kids. No,
that's
five
two separate
kids.
Reasons.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, my two kids.
All right, that's two.
We'll give you that. One. Like,
it's only I only need three things, really. Like,
but he gave you five.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'll save a couple more people.
Okay. So for some people.
Some people for some family and
yeah.
You know, $1 billion.
You would sell your foot off. Yeah, I could do with no foot for $1 billion,
nigga,
though.
You don't need a billion,
no, tax free? Yeah, dog. As long as I got my thumbs and shit, dog, I can play the Xbox, dog. I can play PlayStation.
Matter of fact,
nigga, I don't need to run, nigga. What the fuck do I need to run? I got $1 billion. I will have motherfuckers carry me until I die and leave my sons probably like 400 million.
Straight up. $1 billion, you can
straight up.
Build your own foot. You can build a whole better
bionic foot, nigga. Yeah, I'm gonna be a superhero,
my
nigga.
My foot was better than it was before. Like,
I'm leading the charge to Area 51 so we can get this superhero injection.
Matter of fact, take both of my feet and I'm getting two new feet and I'm tap dancing, I'm dunking and shit.
He said, fuck it, I'm just gonna go. If I go, I gotta go even.
No odds, I gotta go. Take them both, nigga. Give me two new feet.
This is the OCD. I gotta be even.
Give me two new bionic feet.
They be jumping out the gym.
I'm gonna holler at Elon Musk and get me some two bionic feet with flamethrowers and rocket launchers on them and shit.
He's gonna have spurs on his foot.
Yeah, I'm dunking now, I'm running faster. I'm jumping higher.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? I can take them off when I get home.
The most winning man in the Special
like
Olympics.
I can take them off like sneakers. I can take my feet off and my sneakers at the same time.
The most winningest man in the Special Olympics ever. He got like 36 gold medals.
Imagine that. You come home, I'm tired as fuck. My feet hurt. Just take them shit off.
She was still on them.
That shit just be awkward when you just wake up in the middle of the night, I need some water, and try to get up.
Nigga, do like this.
Oh, Tutu.
Oh, shit, I forgot my feet.
You gotta keep a bottle of water next to your
feet. Oh, shit, I forgot my feet.
You gotta keep your feet.
Baby, what my feet at?
Your dog got one of your feet.
God damn, who moved my feet?
Your dog got one of your feet. Chill the fuck off the shoe.
I know, hey. I told you to clean up, but why you move my motherfucking feet?
Hey, get back here with my foot.
Bitch, I need my foot.
Oh, shit.
Would your feet be like the Roomba? They just come back to you and shit like that? Like you just,
oh, yeah, I have Roombas. I had a Roombas.
Like,
it's just
like
throw breadcrumbs.
I'm sure you gotta like charge them somewhere. Like,
niggas throw breadcrumbs at the Roomba. Let me get to the kitchen.
Nah, bitch gonna short circuit. You gonna be in that motherfucker. You gonna be doing the James Brown. They gonna short circuit. You gonna be doing the James Brown at work. Like, what the fuck? What's wrong with this nigga? Oh, his foot's on the...
You in line at
his foot's on the fritz.
You in line at Publix tap dancing and shit.
What's wrong with him?
Is this nigga on Roombas?
Can't control him.
My battery about to die.
Somebody bring my battery back up.
These shits act up.
Where's my Mophie? Where's my Mophie?
Hey, look, you check off and try to walk off. You like.
You got like a giant ear pod case.
Damn, holy. You forget to charge the left foot, the right foot, on the network. You just hopping around.
You doing a split? But my balls.
Boy, that's funny.
Oh, shit.
That's funny, though.
Motherfuckers going to have chargeable every, like, the ass is going to be, you're going to be able to charge,
charge your ass.
I'm telling you, girls going to be in the bath, it's going to be a line for the girls' bathroom. They all going to be charging their ass so it can be fatter again.
Think of how much shit you got to charge already. Like, my life is surrounded by chargers. Watches, jewels, phones, fucking batteries, chargers for my chargers.
The girl's gonna be like, my titty's about to die.
Ladies and gentlemen,
my titty's about to die. Can I see a charger?
The next product from Dirtbag Industries, the Charge All.
Titty
shit charges everything.
Titties just charge.
Charge all.
Charge. Everything charge with everything. One thing. Dog, that's actually an amazing thing, dog. I never really thought about it. If I was to charge everything that I own individually.
What if you had to charge your dick?
Oh, nigga, no, dog.
You ever have that happen, though? You leave your home and everything is dead?
No, that shit.
Listen, where your phone is,
bro. What if you had to charge your dick?
Fuck, no,
that
dog.
That would be awesome.
Would it?
What?
Yo, you have a vibrating dick and shit.
No, not like that. You had to, like, you forget your charger at home, you go out to go fuck something, and you forget your charger. Like, damn, I gotta go to the gas station and get a charger. You got a charger for
That's called Viagra.
You killed me, I was about to say.
You got a charger for
I knew you was about to say that.
You go to the gas station, they don't have the charger for your dick.
As soon as he said go to the gas station,
they don't have the charger for your dick. No, you go to the gas station.
They got the charger. They got the right port.
Oh,
this is European.
All these other shits, like,
goddamn. Hold on, if you're with a real woman, she's gonna have a charger for your dick.
What?
I said, if you're with a real woman, she'll just have a charger for you.
She's
gonna make sure you're good.
She just got mad chargers in her drawer.
Oh, nah, that's not. I ain't trusting it.
What size is
yours? I'm not trusting it.
How many things been over here?
How you get this charger?
Got a drawer full of chargers. Bitch, how many dicks you got?
Goddamn, bitch.
That's mine right there.
She'd be like, yo, did you say USB-C? No, I said USB 3. Oh, I got that too. You got that too, bitch. I've had the same USB 3 phone for years. Like, why you got USB-C all of a sudden?
That'd be fucked up.
That shit's funny.
Charge your nuts.
That's funny.
Yeah, all different size chargers.
You got 36 different chargers. Like, why you got these chargers?
We've been telling the stories. Like, man, I went over her house.
And why they all sticky?
My dick has 60%. She want to watch two movies.
Sticky.
I'm sitting here on 60% dick, and she want to watch two movies.
Talk about. We're like, why you got 36 chargers? And why they all sticky?
I
always clean my charger up. I always clean my charger up.
You could always have a battery backup, but that you gotta always charge a battery backup. Then you walking in, you walking in her crib, you walking in her house on 30% dick.
30%
dick
cut. Nigga on 10%.
Like, she would have watched two movies. Hold up. She would have watched two movies.
No.
Hold up.
No. Did you know what the boy is going to invent? The fucking shit where you can, because you know they got the shit where you can touch phones and you get to.
Hey, bro. How much percent you got?
But hold on, here's where it would actually come into it.
But hey, bro, how much percent?
That's a no for me, dog.
here's your emergency.
Nigga, walk out of you, but hey, man,
hey, man, can I charge my shit up?
Can I charge my
here's
dick?
The emergency you're gonna need it for.
What you say, nigga? Can I charge my dick?
Here's the emergency you're gonna have to look for, because eventually, if it's like a battery thing, you're gonna get home and she's gonna be like, why is she taking 30%? What you been doing today?
Like, shit, I had my
shit, man, I had a meeting. I had to rub one out in the office.
You just lose percentage like a phone.
Every day you come home with 60%, it's 30%.
Look, I seen a fine chick earlier. I got a little hard. I got a little hard.
I lost 5%.
Oh, yeah, because that's totally going to work.
Every time you pee, you lose like 2%. Right.
Yeah, peeing is 2%, a bonus 5%.
You're using your dick to
you pee 6 times more than that?
She getting the app updates. Yeah. Like it says here, your penis got hard 36 times. Like, I hate to.
She got an app on her phone to find my dick.
Ever since you got that office job, I swear your dick been.
Your dick was hard for 1 hour today. Your dick was hard today.
Where was you at? Because I used Find My Dick and I seen your shit. You had your shit on vibrate.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. All of that's coming in. Like, bro, I need your charge. She's not going to believe me. If I come home with 30%, she's going to look at my shit.
15%. She's going to
say, you only give me 10 minutes. You was hard for an hour today between 3 and 4. What was you doing?
You still in that training class with that bitch I don't like? Like,
I was peeing all day.
You
could
have had
my dad on.
Does even that like
usage? Oh, that shit funny, man.
Hey,
man.
You used your penis 27%.
Hey, man.
I was drinking more water.
Motherfuckers be like, hey, man, what you getting into tonight, man? I was just chilling at the crib, man. You know, my guy out of town or something. But, all right, man. Shit, man, I left my charger at the crib, bro. Like, shit, what you on? You want 100 right now?
Hold on. Can you use another man's charger?
Like, shit. Like, hey, man.
Hey, man.
You done with that? I need to see your charger.
Hey, man, yeah, I'm convinced a motherfucker touching
you. You got the five? I need the little five, bro.
You lying, bro. My charger broke, man.
I need your fucking
charger. Shit, I ain't even charged my shit in like 4 days, bro.
I know you got a car charger.
I'm about to tear this shit up when I get over there. What's
your dick up?
I'm on 13%.
Hey, bro,
just to get
there. It'd be lunchtime at work. What you about to go do for lunch? I gotta go in the car and charge my dick, man. My shit on 10%,
man. Motherfucker be like, hey, let me hold your battery back up real quick. Motherfucker be like, hey, man, you got some hand sanitizer too?
That is funny, dog. That's not funny.
That's fucked up. It's twisted. You know what I'm saying?
It's horrible. Hey, we gotta talk about that. We gotta to talk about that. September
21st. Oh, yeah, we got a show September 21st. That's going to be awesome.
Dick battery.
Oh, my goodness, dog.
I want to know what a
charged vagina can do. That shit was fucking funny, dog.
A charged vagina? What do you think a charged vagina can do? Like a fully 100%.
Oh, that shit. No, as soon as you stick the tip in, dog, you...
Oh, your shit on a three.
That's how the universe was created, dog. A charged vagina, dog. No, the big bang. Look,
look, if it's dead, that shit just dries. Hey, damn, we're charging.
That dick don't even go in. You can't put the dick in.
I'm gonna go downstairs for a little while.
I'm about to jump on this game for a couple of hours, man. You gonna take a nap?
No, stay right there. Keep it charged. I
would like to think there'd be like some kind of self-charging mechanism in these things. Like because like the more you're going, like, just keep it charged, like static electricity.
Like
an alternator.
Alternator, like when you're fucking, it's charging each time.
Exactly.
For the next time. That's something fucking like that. Hilarious. Taking all your juice.
You stole my juice, bitch.
You shit all super soft.
She got all your data now. You can't even go on the internet with your dick. You can't even get a morning wood the next day.
You like, damn, boy, I ain't put my dick on charge.
She got all your meds. She wake up, she ready.
She got all your meds. You got no meds. You got to go to the store and reload.
Oh shit! Like yo,
your menu's in like a different language and shit. Like
motherfucker, looking like back in kindergarten.
You get updates to your dick every 3 months.
Like yo,
new update.
Like yo, bro.
Hey, you get that update? Yeah, no, I ain't get that shit. Yeah, bro.
Hey man, you know if you don't put your dick on charge for the right amount of time and you don't take it off, man, that should have fucked up your battery for real, man. Like,
hell yeah, you should ain't gonna charge all the way.
Shit,
like,
man,
it ain't gonna be the same no more.
No wonder my shit been fucking up, dude. I'm about to go to batteries plus today.
I charge my shit when I sleep, and then I wake up, and like 2 hours later, my shit be dead. Like, your shit fucked up, bro. You gotta go to the store and get your battery back. You ain't send your shit back. You gotta send your shit back, bro.
Your battery got an STD.
Oh, you got like five bad cells.
You got a virus.
You got five bad cells in this battery, man. You gonna need a replacement, man. But shit.
See, that's what I told niggas. Stop fuck with them Android dicks, man. You gotta get that Apple. You gotta get that iPhone 10 dick.
Funny, dog.
The iDick 10. The iDick S. That shit.
Yeah. The iDick.
It's wireless charging and all that shit, man.
I don't want the wireless charger. I upgraded that year. That'll be the year I stop.
So I would not, like, I
Bluetooth? Bluetooth? Hey, it's Bluetooth? Bluetooth? Wireless charging?
Bro, that's the year I stopped upgrading when you got touch the charge.
It's wireless. That's what I say, wireless charging.
That's
you get
a little. For me, dog.
Oh, it can go both ways, is what I'm saying. But you must.
They got the underwear charger. You throw it in your drawers.
I'm assuming the same people who make the chargeable penis make the vagina, too. So they got probably the compatible.
Chinese-made chafe charger. The more your legs chafe, the...
Great friction.
Oh, shit.
That's funny, though. Oh, like, man. You got to charge it with another phone. That's a dude.
It's like, yeah, no, like, man. Hey, man.
Nigga walk up on you like, hey, bro.
Your shit gets stuck on hard. You got to take it into the store.
Nigga
walk up in the club like, hey, bro, man, my shit about to die.
No, your shit get froze. Your shit freeze up. It's stuck on hard.
Hold on. Here's a question now.
You got to take it in.
Nah. Motherfucker been at the club. He went to the club on 98%. Took two pisses, but he was rocking up. He was rocking up on the dance floor, dry humping all night, dancing, and then when it's finally time to go, it's like your shit is on 10%. Like, god damn, dude.
And you gotta find. You gotta holler at me. Hey man, hey, I'm about to go hit the biz. I just need 20%.
You ain't got your quick charger?
Let me charge my shit real quick.
Hold on, I need to charge the phone.
Niggas be like, yo, niggas gonna start being like chicks. Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom.
This is what we talking about. They gonna be a phone-to-phone charger. So
you gotta touch a nigga.
That's what he's saying. I'ma
go without fucking.
That's what I said. I'll be like, you know what, baby?
I'm sure the vagina, the pussy will give you the charge too.
No, it's two different. It's two different charges.
No, it's two different. It's European and American. Standard and metric.
I don't believe that.
It's two different devices.
I think that's a better charger.
No, because our shit got the rapid charge.
Niggas gonna stop fucking.
That charges from both sides.
You know what, man?
It don't take much to charge our shit.
All right, here's a question, though. Would you cheap out and buy the gas station and charge you for your dick?
Stand by at the stall.
Or would you like, no, I'm going to Apple. I'm sorry. Like, I am not cheaping out on that.
You're going to spend $100 on an Apple.
I can see niggas now.
Yes,
hold on, bro. I can see.
$5.99 fucking
I can see niggas now. I can see niggas now, like, yo, man, be like, man, I ain't, man, be like, man, how, you end up, you fuck that bad bitch? Be like, yo, yeah, dog, she the baddest ever, dog. You seen her? Yeah, man. Dog, she was in, like, all the Jeezy videos and all the Blase Blah videos, da-da-da-da-da. You're like, man, nigga, didn't you ask me for my charger? How'd you even do that in the car, dog? You said you busted down in the car? Yeah, man, like, man, I was in the bathroom, bro, and the little attendant, he was like, yo, he bitch shit on 100.
Yo, bro, put $100
bill
on
there.
Let me touch
it.
It's got a quick charge.
It
wasn't for that long.
Yo, the dudes that be in the bathroom with the cologne and shit, them niggas that you gotta go to.
He keep his shit plugged up.
Oh, shit. Yo, I'm sure he's got a fucking array of charges for you. He's not gonna be like 6 bucks.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. He got all the charges.
I got you, bro. I'll even, like, rub it out for you.
That's funny, dog.
He's like, nah, I got
it's like sitting on
what
the
happens seat. If you don't pay your bill, like, mid-fucking? Like, you think they cut you
you
off?
You don't just use everybody's charger, man. You don't just use everybody's charger, man.
Do you have a monthly bill,
That's like sitting on the toilet seat and shit.
Niggas ain't got... You ain't got unlimited nuts? Damn, you ain't buying...
My shit only free on the weekend.
I used my last one the other day.
My shit free after 9 on the weekend.
Shit, I ain't go to the store to get my card
ain't
to
no
go.
Ain't no morning sex for me, man. Yeah.
Bus mobile.
Only after 9.
Bus mobile.
No morning sex. Ain't no morning sex for me, man.
You gotta wait.
That fucking said bus mobile.
Bus mobile.
Bus mobile.
Oh, my God.
The new chirp.
Bus mode.
Chirp is pre-nut. Oh,
line be long as hell. Every time you go in there, long as hell. Niggas be mad as hell.
Y'all crazy, man.
He said I had 52 minutes left.
Be like, Like, what you doing Saturday? Well, shit, I gotta wake up early. I gotta go to the barbershop. Then I gotta go to Bus Mobile. Get some moments for my dick.
Charge my dick up.
I gotta get a new charger for my dick and dick protector.
I gotta get a new charger and I gotta put some minutes on it.
I gotta go put $60 on my dick.
I need to put a dick protector on my shit.
But you want me to fuck you tonight? You gotta get $60.
I gotta go pretty much. Like, hold on, dog. You ain't wearing the outer box, nigga?
Get the outer box.
Like, dog. Dog, don't tell me you got that shit from Walmart, dog. You better get a life box or an auto box.
Yo, bro. There would be those dumb motherfuckers just like with their fucking iPhone 10s. I don't need a case, but I got this.
Yeah, I don't need no case for my shit. Shit be all cracked up. Shit all cracked up. It still works. It still works, bro.
It's so much thinner. I love the feeling, man.
As soon as you crack that screen, it still works,
This
bro.
Is just natural.
No.
Crack your screen.
Like, oh, nah, bitch can't fuck with you. Oh, you got us cracked. Y'all big screen, all crack. It still swipe up. Yeah, swipe.
You got fucking glass.
You got to, like, swipe on the deck. You
swiping your dick.
Fucking screen crack, glass fragments coming off and shit like that. This shit ain't good, baby.
She's scratching her thumb up and shit, trying to jack your shit.
This shit is terrible.
We gotta get your shit.
The eye dick from Dirtbag Industries coming soon.
It's Bluetooth and everything. It attached to your eye.
Cocks.
Eye cocks. It work with your
like
watch.
A cock eye.
It work with your watch and all that. You got Bluetooth.
Yeah, no, Bluetooth.
Oh boy, y'all!
I mean,
crazy,
the dick charging is optional.
You got blue balls technology. We don't prefer not Bluetooth, blue balls.
We don't recommend you guys.
Yeah, we don't. But it's optional for those.
But if you're on the go, if you're always on the go,
always on the go.
Hey, Siri, you're fucking on the go. Can you give me 75% hard real quick?
Yeah. Oh man,
I'm sorry, I can't do that. Hold on 1 second. I'll tap
apps.
You when I'm ready.
You got apps for your dick and shit.
Apps. Change color.
You
change
moves. You
change
get moves,
the hue.
You can get moves.
Change the hue.
You can get moves and shit.
Yeah, you get moves and shit. $3.99.
Like playing Guitar Hero.
You got Froggy.
You got Froggy.
Niggas jailbreaking their dick.
Shit, my shit jailbroken. I got all the moves on my dick.
Niggas jailbreaking their dick, that shit got all kind of malware on it though.
You hook up your Spotify.
Yeah, you got got a blue.
You can skip through. You skip through Pandora with my shit.
No commercials.
No commercials on my shit.
Oh shit! Mid fucking, you got,
so got speakers on. His
international calls and shit like.
Oh, you got that flashlight? I got this flashlight. It's usually $3.99.
No.
I got this flashlight. I got change like the color. Shit. I got a strobe.
My hair hurts. My head hurts.
Laughing at these dudes. 200 lumens.
Oh, you said you like my tip a little purpler? I got you, babe.
My shit bulbous. I got the bulbous head.
$3.99. Don't forget though, you gotta turn on your Find My Dick.
Find My Dick, yeah. Turn on Find My Dick.
And you get
the app. I didn't use your phone.
You get the app. You get different flavor nuts and shit. Which one you want tonight, baby?
There you go.
Which one you want tonight?
I'm gonna go ahead. Here's my phone. Pick the nuts you want tonight. Here go my phone. Matter of fact,
I'm just going to go ahead and save you this profile. Like, I'm going to go ahead and save this profile for you. This is your profile right here, baby.
You said you like the mocha latte.
Yeah, you
want
like,
that again?
Like the mocha latte? That's what you want.
She's sending you like mixed flavors like the Coke machine. Like, I like 80% blueberry, 12% diet.
Hurry up, bitch. You're taking too long. My shit gonna die.
Your girl go to Vegas, come back, talk about, well, after some research, I like these flavors. Like, wait a minute, bitch.
What do you mean research?
My friend sent me this combo. She says it's the best.
We can try it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Built-in condoms and all that.
Oh, duh. Duh, that shit is fucking hilarious,
that's
dog.
That's so funny. The future is coming, man.
The future is coming, dog.
I did.
The I dick, man. Coming soon.
I can't wait.
And it's spelled I-D-I-X. I-D-I-X.
Oh, man.
I dick.
The I dick's coming soon.
I can't wait to see that TED talk about it.
He was like, so is it gay?
Penis, vagina, electronics, together.
I dick 5, then it's gonna be like the I dick 10.
Yeah,
like, Siri integration and shit.
Be like, damn.
You're gonna unlock your house with it.
Yeah. Unlock your house with it.
Niggas rubbing their nuts on the door handle.
Shit.
Did it so much, the sensor fucked up, so you gotta rub it like 3-4 times.
You get the charging case like the AirPods, you just put your nuts in it.
Your dick start hurting like, fuck, I gotta get a new doorbell tomorrow.
You just put your nuts in the AirPods. Put your nuts in the AirPod charging case.
Check out
they turn green and shit, and then close it up.
They good to go.
Connecting.
See the shit these dudes be talking about.
Your nuts
about,
ain't connected to your dick, so you can't bust it up.
They got my head hurting right now.
They ain't connected.
That's a fact.
You got Wi-Fi in here, right?
Take it. That's Wi-Fi in here.
Oh, that's going to be it, dog. That's going to be it.
It's Wi-Fi. She got
that's
Wi-Fi.
What I'm gonna sell on Etsy, dog. I'm gonna sell a little satchel.
You go to a chick house, she ain't got Wi-Fi.
I'm gonna sell little satchels.
All of us would do it. You're gonna fucking, if it's not working, you're gonna take it out, blow on it.
You can imagine blowing on your own nuts and be like, oh, because you still feel
it's
it.
Just
you still feel it. Like, oh. Motherfucker, take that shit to the shop. Like, man, y'all motherfuckers need to take it easy back there.
Drop that shit on the ground and shit.
That shit is stupid, man.
Somebody looking at you. Like,
hey, bro, hey, yeah, put me to sleep. Like, yeah, man, put me to sleep, dog.
You be on set, this shit.
Be like, you want a Novocaine or you want to go to sleep? Yeah, I want to go to sleep, man.
Well, this was the High Class Dirt Bakes podcast.
No, just imagine mid work, mid set, whatever, and all of a sudden it just goes off.
Your dick going on.
You got to put it on vibrate.
Yeah.
Turn your dicks off.
Yeah, turn your dicks off. Turn
your dicks off.
Catch
on
a flat.
Silent. Turn your dicks off silent, goddamn it.
Damn, oh, shit.
Got the Android man. Dicks going off all randomly.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious, though. Man, I thought I told you. My shit is on silent, man. I ain't up my dick, my shit, dog. I need to up my dick, my shit. I'm on. We got version 7.0, dog. I'm on running on 2. No wonder I'm all fucked up, dog. I've been running on 2.1.
3 years. I ain't even update my shit.
Yeah, shit, boy. I need that.
You don't have the dual camera in
your room? The dual camera.
Like the shit on the roller coaster? The shit like it show your nut like on the roller coaster?
You can turn the volume up on your wrist now.
That's all crazy. Like, man. Yo,
hold on. Yeah. Turn the volume up on your wrist. If you do like this, you can pee. You ain't got to touch it or nothing.
Fucking fallopian tubes, photo bombing shit. Like, yo, what's up? Like, yo, what's up?
Oh, man.
Yo. We in here, like,
you can pause your nut on this one. This
yeah, like, pause, pause, like, hit the pause. Oh.
Go get something to drink real quick.
Yeah. Come back. Right, come back.
That was stupid.
Face recognition.
Yeah. You got a pussy recognition on there?
No. Yeah, it's face
for,
recognition.
For modes.
No, motherfucking face recognition. Oh, like, you know, it recognizes her face and it just shoot up.
Yeah, profile. Oh, profile accepted.
Anybody just standing there like, no, you got to stay here. Now you got to put your face.
No. Based on previous sessions, we are initiating 1 hour and 45 minutes. It's like
facial recognition, 3 stars.
Right. 3 stars. Oh,
yeah. 3 stars. Initiating 3 minute quick. Like,
now you know what? I wasn't even gonna even do this right now.
I don't even want to know what my stars are.
You gotta go into settings and change
it. Default settings. First time with your new dick, the default settings instead. Set this like Chinese
one. What time do you want to wish to go
boost your stars for 199?
That shit set to like international time. You're like, oh, fuck.
What's 21:35?
Oh, motherfucker at the work, they got morning wood. Like, damn, boy, you ain't set. Boy, you got your shit set in international time.
I'm about to go in the bathroom and reset my shit. Fuck settings, nigga. Reset my shit to factory.
Huh? Yeah, dog. You gotta go in and put your shit to English, U.S., American, not English.
No, but I seen on YouTube. You can set your shit to international and it works for everything. It works for everybody.
I would have the.
And you can have more than wood all the time. But if you jailbreak your shit, all you gotta do is get this app and flip this switch, and it'll be and it'll fucking have international time. And then when you flip it off, it'll have. So it's like unlimited boner.
You got an app to tell you what pussy you compatible with?
No, my rings right now would be so fucking not closed. Like, you have no activity this week. No
rings. You took zero pumps.
I be getting motivational.
You should come out for a walk.
Motivational quotes. You get motivational quotes from your shit. Keep it up, buddy.
Morgan, I'm worried about you. What's wrong?
Hang in there, bud.
What are we doing?
Little to the left today. Hang in there. That's funny.
Shit you got going on tonight?
We
was in the house all week.
What we doing tonight?
Haven't seen you in a while. Oh, shit.
Gotta step out.
Siri, how many strokes do I have this month? You have 52 strokes this month.
Remaining.
Like, oh. Man, I gotta.
Shit.
Man, got everybody the would be posting.
Your strokes cycle is not reset until April.
Niggas selling their strokes on Etsy.
Wow, you did, like, boy.
Virgin selling their strokes.
Brother, you got 52 strokes left, and it's only the like fourth day of the month. You're like,
goddamn. Going on Etsy buying strokes.
I gotta go the rest of the month?
I only got 52 strokes. That ain't shit.
Man, hey, man, I heard there's a dude on Etsy. He's a virgin. He be selling his strokes, but they don't tell you that all his strokes are short-winded because he's a virgin.
Short pumps.
So you bought like 3,000 strokes, but it really is like 1,250.
Damn.
You're talking about robotic dicks.
You're talking about iDicks. These guys.
Hey, man, this shit is funny.
Hey, the question started, out of hand. Would you want to charge your dick? And I said yes.
Hey, man.
Now they're robotic.
And that's why.
You never know, man.
Just think about that. Reason I said it was, think about how many times your phone died and you like going crazy because your phone is dead. Imagine if you had to charge your dick. Like, you would, that shit would be hard to deal with.
Yeah, but how awesome is my phone? Think how much awesome are my phone.
Shit, dog, I don't know. Yeah, your phone is pretty awesome, but if you told me right now,
that's
your dick or your phone,
that's the difference.
Guess what, dog?
Did you buy the first iPhone or did you wait until it was like 3 or 4 before you bought one?
Fuck that, dog.
I waited until like 5.
Your dick or your phone?
I'm gonna make sure they're good before I buy a, you know, I got the phone.
Back to my question, your dick or your foot? My foot.
My foot.
I got two.
Exactly. My dick or my phone?
It's gonna be a lot.
So back to your song question.
It's gonna be a lot of shit before my dick. If you were like your head or your dick, nigga, my
head. Back to the song question. That would be one of the things I would saw.
But your dick. That's one. Yeah, that's one.
You saw your foot or your dick? Which would you saw off?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, shit, that's one reason question. I was sawing my foot off. That's one reason I was sawing my foot off.
See, look at that.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask me to saw my
that's
foot
off. That's
about
the only thing I have right now.
Yeah, he was like, hey, man.
Anything.
I want to watch you saw your dick off. Be like, what about my foot? Yeah, okay.
All right, cool.
But you got to do the toes first.
You're fucking weirdo. Like, I'll do it, but fuck.
Do what you got to do the toes first.
Yeah, I'll take my heart out before my dick. You can have my head. I saw my head off before I saw my dick off.
I almost choked.
Yeah, you might as well take me out back like old yellow dog. Well, it's been a good life for you.
Hey, man, go on and decapitate me. Man.
Well, after 336 batteries for his dick. It finally died. Like, yeah, but he was like, he was only 42. Like, yeah. Well, we had to take him
your
back.
Your dick or your mom's foot? Which one are you sawing off?
Oh, shit.
So your mom's foot? She'll understand. She'll understand.
I have no grandkids.
Oh, man. I don't even mention my dick and my mom in the same sentence.
That's a fact. That's true.
Took me a second. When you see playback on this, you see my face huffing.
Them two things don't even live in the same world.
Even though I came from my mom, dog? Like, nah, dog.
That's like saying, like, Superman or fucking Wolverine. They don't even live in the same universe, man. Like, you can't even put them two together. Like, my mom and my dick don't live in
the same dog, place. That ain't the same. You
know what I'm saying?
Dog, man.
No.
Dick, well, I got kids, so if they ask me my dick and my kids, I would definitely say, hey, man, my dick gotta go, man.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
of course, but ain't too many things.
But all I ask is if you do that, just take me. Straight. Just say, I'm like,
you got enough.
Oh, you got the iDick iOS?
Yeah. I think I'm things ready.
5.3.1.
But I'll be like, you know what?
Yeah, I gotta go check.
Just take me out, though. Like, just take me out, though.
My watch just got an update notification.
Take me all the way up.
Just like my dick would right now.
See? Look at that.
All the way out.
The eye update.
I wouldn't do it right now. I usually wait a few to get the bugs out before I download the next update.
Instead of Ubers, do you?
A cigarette.
Yep.
He said instead of Uber, what?
Instead of Uber, some kind of other shit. Like a book a dick appointments. It's like, this dick is fully charged.
Stupid, man.
Based on recommendations, you should.
That shit is funny.
Yeah, that shit is fucking hilarious.
Geniuses are just not whores. Just funny. I know that.
Just dropping.
Because you know what you go through with your phone, even if you don't got a charger and shit, you like, shit.
They close it all
the
apps out.
You gotta make decisions like you in a hurry. You leave out the door and like, damn, fuck my charger. I got 25%. I can make it. I just can't use it until I get to where I'm at. Until I get to where I'm going.
Who? Don't get hard.
That'd be the worst shit because you get there and that shit on 13.
The girl
wanted
to play with your dick while you're in the restaurant. Like, no.
Then she's like, you know what? I think it'd be cute instead of going to the restaurant. Let's go to the strip club. Motherfucker. That shit about to drain all my.
You're about to kill me.
You ain't shit about to sex
first. Might as well do it first.
Yeah, let's fuck now.
I'm
gonna be at 7% by the time we get to the strip club. Then they just gonna drain me.
Man,
out.
You just stop at the Walgreens and pick up a fucking charger.
Walgreens.
Pick up a charger.
Nigga, put the quick charger.
Yeah, you could do that.
They'll have them behind the counter and shit like that.
That's funny.
Nigga's getting
one, she'd be like, this one? No, this one. It'd be your skin tone. Yeah. The charger be the same color. SPF 53. Not this one.
Gotta have the exact wattage.
this one, that ain't mine.
Yep. No, I need the Magnum charger.
You're like, you know, if you use this one and it's not really Magnum, it'll blow your dick up.
It's a chance your dick will blow up.
You in front of the chick. Like, let me get the 6.8 watt. And you're like,
Samsung.
Now you at risk.
Hold on.
You being cautious of all type of shit now.
Samsung phones on, I mean, Samsung dicks on planes.
Now you fucking and you freeze. Oh, it's just fucking and you freeze while you're fucking. You got a glitch in it. You fucking keep freezing. Oh, shit. Your strokes keep sticking.
Oh, shit. That's the worst boys trip ever. You got to leave your dick in your home city because you can't take Samsung dicks on a plane.
You need an upgrade.
This is a 12th fire. This is your Samsung
dick. Girl, like, leave your dick at home. You ain't, you going with the fellas. Leave your dick at home.
Oh, that could be the worst.
No,
you know what? I ain't even going, man. I'm gonna call my homeboy.
Let me see my dick.
Hell no, I'm gonna call my homeboy.
You FaceTiming your dick? How you doing?
You FaceTiming? Let me see my dick real quick.
Talk about what up, big
there
guy.
There you go, right there. No. See, it's right where you left it, right there.
Nope. What up, big fella?
Damn, why you ain't let me bring my dick, man?
Tell my homeboy, man, my girl tripping. She
I gotta take a piss like a motherfucker.
Look, my girl tripping, man. She won't let me go without my dick, man. So I ain't
thinking
even
thinking my girl talk about she done. I ain't she
going,
put my man. Dick in her purse by accident. Ain't gonna leave.
The house. Took work real this weekend.
I can't go, man. I ain't no point in me going.
Nah, man, I'm chilling.
What's gonna happen? You ain't gonna happen.
Me and my girl sharing minutes right now. Yeah. She using mine right now.
My dick in her name.
My dick in her name, nigga. She paid the bill, bro. She paid the bill. I you know what I'm saying? She paid the bill right bro, now. Her name.
My dick is in her name.
I was just on.
She got good credit, man.
I was just on D-Mobile.
Man, ever since, man, you know Shireen got me all fucked up right now, man.
She had me on D-Mobile. Now I'm on Bus. Now I'm on Bus Mobile. I was on D-Mobile. Now I'm on bus mobile.
Cool, man, because you get unlimited everything, dog, for $69.99, boy.
Get on that family plan. I might switch back to D-Mobile, though, bro.
I don't like having my shit in her name, man. I can't move how I want to move. I can't move how I want to move. You know what I'm saying?
She got the app and shit. That's
hilarious, though.
You get the Mississippi family plan down on
Yeah, she got the Fade 5 and shit. She know my Fade 5. She know my Fade 5, nigga.
She got a Fade 5 dick.
Yeah, no, my favorites. Like, oh, no. Oh, man. That shit funny as hell. Oh, wow, but yeah, my shit's in her name, man. Oh, wow.
D-Mobile,
my dick in her name. That's funny, dog. My dick in her name, dog.
Babe, you ain't paid the bill? Nah, I know you've been out. See, this what happened. Every time I let you get your dick, I know you've been out there. So fuck that. I ain't paid the bill.
Every time I let you get your dick, you do some stupid shit. Give it back to me. I'm going to work, goddamn.
Hey, baby, money, just give me the last four of your social. I got to pay the bill. I got the money to pay the bill. I don't need you to pay the bill. I'll pay the bill. I just need the last four of your social. No, I'm not giving it to you. What the fuck you need your dick
you
for?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get a prepaid, John.
Hold on. You touched on something even more.
I'm going to get a prepaid.
Prepaid. I'm going to get a prepaid
shit, man. It's a flip dick.
You gotta have a burner.
It's a flip dick. That shit don't even hang.
A burner dick.
That shit flip up like a movie seat and shit.
Cuz. These motherfuckers a burner dick, cuz.
That shit don't even hang between your nuts. And you flip like a movie seat. You gotta flip it down and shit when you about to use it, when you about to pee.
Yeah, like four different dicks.
That shit flip down, bro.
Like, nah, this ain't the one. This ain't the one.
You got mad dicks in your glove compartment.
She like, yo, this ain't the one I like. Oh, damn, for real? Oh, shit, you right. Like, shit, this the wrong one. Yeah, like, give me a second.
This one ain't got the touch nuts on it. This ain't got the touch nuts. You need the other one.
The bolt action Gucci. Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness, dog. Oh, man.
You got one prepaid dick. Don't even nut. It's an old model. It don't even nut. You can just fuck with it. You can fuck with it, but it don't nut.
I gave it in drawer case on my other dick's break.
All right, let's down.
It was out of something on eBay for like $30. I figured,
I use my main dick for my main bitch and then my burner for the other chick.
My burner.
She knows it's a burner dick.
Why you bring the flip dick all the time when you fuck with me?
Oh, man. The flip dick.
How many minutes you got? Shit, I just bought the car and I put 30 minutes on it. Shit. I just put 30 minutes on it.
Think about you coming over here with that Nokia.
Got the Nokia 800? Yeah, that motherfucker durable as a bitch, dog. Okay, that motherfucker, any vagina, dog. That shit can tackle any vagina. That shit is durable. That shit is germ resistant, bacteria resistant. Oh, wow. Like, yeah, getting some strange. Like, let me pull out the good old Nokia.
Pull out the old gold Nokia, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit don't never break. You can drop it.
Drop it. Six nuts later, that shit still power on. You're like, damn. That shit got excellent battery life.
Always got battery life.
She's a master of playing Snake and shit.
And they got bad ringtones and Bluetooth.
Nah, they ain't got no Bluetooth.
They got all that extra shit.
But shit.
Every time she comes, a Mexican hat there and splits.
That's the one for your cougar. She's like, nah, you know, I only like the Nokia, baby.
Old reliable, baby. Yeah, my old bitch like the flip dick, bro. She like the flip dick, bro.
That's fucking hilarious.
My new chick, she only want the eye dick, though.
The eye dick.
I tried to bring that Android to her, she ain't want it. Man, nope. I told her, you could do more on the Android.
I will survive.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Y'all motherfuckers got me rolling, dog. Like, I don't even know where we even started. I don't know where we ended. I just know.
This is a great journey.
It's been a fucking great journey.
Wild ride called the Dirt.
Like, I appreciate everybody as always, man. We got some good shit in store for season two. As you can see, man.
And
just,
we appreciate the fans.
And we just appreciate the fans, the feedback, everything, man. Everybody have a great Labor Day.
You can't tell me you ain't laughed. You can't tell me you ain't laughing.
You
got
damn right. You laughed at something. I laughed like a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? If you want to sit there like you ain't laughing.
Come on.
Fuck yeah. Love
you. And we took you to church.
And we took you to church, man. We talked about all kind of shit, man.
About 3, 4, 5.
Talked about some serious shit. Then we got on some lighter shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. We high class. We're dirtbags. So we're going to give you some informational shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that's going to help your life get better. But then we're going to also talk about the shit that nobody else wants to talk about. Because right now, everything is supposed to be politically correct. If you ain't politically correct, you say the wrong thing. And everything can be held against you.
We
but
didn't
you know
get
what?
To talk about titties, though. I am disappointed.
No, we didn't get to talk about titties, though.
Which is like my top 5 favorite subjects in the world. Today's. Like, in the world.
Today's.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like science, history, technology, titties.
Titties.
Science and history of titties?
I mean,
science and history
of titties. No, like, you know, in school, like.
Like the different decades of titties?
I'm just saying, like, my favorite subjects in the world to talk about, like, you know. History, science, sports, technology, titties.
Titties.
Before we go there, you ever notice that there is a history of, like, what.
That's titty, like top
what, like, nice
no,
titties
no, I seen the book,
TV.
The History of Boobs.
Like 60s titties look different than 70s titties.
No, History of Boobs. There's a book called The History of Boobs. It's just an awesome book.
It's
been
a history. Gradual. I mean, it's some it's titties.
It's awesome book.
You got like certain titties just stand the
test
of time.
That's like two of your favorite
like,
subjects in one book.
It's certain titties that just been here.
Obviously, but.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? It's certain titties. Just, not even that. I'm talking about from back in like the 30s and 20s. Like it's been, it's certain shapes of titties that just been.
Oh, titties were heavy at the beginning of the time.
You know, today,
you know it. At the beginning of the time, it was titties.
It's these new titties that's that we need to talk
it's
about.
Because they're store bought.
I just want to get
some
to know you.
Some
I just want to see that areola.
Some of these new titties are the product of McDonald's and fast food that these young women
areola.
Were raised.
Yeah, the newest, I
just want
to
get to
when
know
when a chick got like a lot of titties and no
Miss
ass,
areola.
That's McDonald's, bro.
I just want to get to know you.
Like when she got a booty like yours and her titties.
Miss areola.
You got some shortcomings somewhere or another.
Large booty.
Like little tiny booty.
Big ass titties.
I love all the titties.
I love them all.
I'm amazed that there's fake booties now.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. There's some ones that needs to get some titty charges.
There's fake booty. Like
they need a pep talk. Some titties need pep talk. They need.
You ever been with somebody with a fake booty?
They need guidance, huh?
You ever been with somebody who has a fake?
Been
ass?
With?
Yeah.
Not been with, but like been around and know. I know.
I never touched a fake ass. I want to know if it's like a type, like a fake boob.
I know.
You know, man, with a chick who's 2019, now you're 2019, you can't really tell the difference unless they really admit, because the thighs, when it first started, it was like, you know what I'm saying, you could tell the texture, the thighs though, they don't do the thighs.
You can tell breasts. If they just take fat and put in their ass, the thigh to ass ratio don't match.
But I'm saying some chicks that have thighs that don't have ass, they get ass. You know what I'm saying?
Chicks that have thighs and don't have ass?
You can get calf implants now.
Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I had to picture
you can get calf. What about calf implants? Like,
but you can get pec implants.
Why would you want? I don't get it.
What?
Man, you can get a dick charger, man. So I ain't surprised.
Go charge your dick up.
I ain't surprised at all, bro.
Yeah. So basically, we just predicted the future here, guys.
Like straight up, man.
40 years from now, when our children have eye dicks.
He's
too young to have an eye dick. He's only 13.
Back in my day, you had a dick. Yeah. You was born with it.
All he get is a safety dick right now. You call 911.
The dick you had, it was the dick you got.
You call 911.
And if she's a 10, if she's 5 stars or more, it'll work, okay?
Yeah. Not a lot of bells and whistles on this dick, man. Get the safety dick. You
Dad, all my friends, all the older boys at school got an eye dick. No, son, you ain't getting no eye dick right now.
Downloading apps and shit? Hell no.
Oh, shit.
Downloading Spank Bank apps?
I got $500 worth of apps.
You get mad Spank Bank apps and shit? Like, you just... No.
The eye dick coming soon.
Bro, y'all crazy. Check it
out. Both literally and metaphorically.
You got the eye dick mini and the eye dick.
The eye dick mini. Only sold in Asia. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it.
I'm sorry, though. Oh, that was funny, though.
I mean, all my Asian brothers. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It was funny. Fuck.
Yeah. I dicks Max only sold in Africa.
That was funny.
Like, goddamn.
That was funny.
Clean it up. You don't have to clean it up.
It's already there. Yeah, it's already there. Crash already happened. It already happened.
Ba-bow. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's been fucking real, man.
Yeah.
We've been talking that shit for like 2 hours now.
Yeah.
And I gotta enjoy my motherfucking weekend.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
I got a fucking life.
The thoughts are out.
I forgot it was Saturday.
Y'all motherfuckers, actually, more than 2 hours, because y'all motherfuckers got the pregame too, y'all lucky motherfuckers. Oh, well.
Right.
Yeah, well, you can check out the pregame after this episode or before this episode. Same YouTube page. Anytime, any day, High Class Dirt Rags podcast.
Yeah.
And we have the High Class Dirt Rags clothing brand, you know what I'm saying? You can come check that out too. Oren doesn't really like advertising own shit, but he likes advertising. He likes advertising pistachios. Somebody who probably don't even like Jewish people. I'm not saying that. Sorry, pistachios. I don't know.
Pistachios? Are you telling pistachios are anti-Semitic?
I'm just saying, man. You'll promote their shit, but you won't promote our shit.
I am promoting our shit. It's kind of weird.
Cast
dirtbags.
But you ain't got the shirt on. You're the only motherfucker that don't got a shirt on. Because he's like, I don't want to look like everybody else. Like, dog, you clearly don't, because we're three black dudes and you're fucking high yellow as fuck. So you already got that going again. Like, you're sitting here talking about, I don't want to look like everybody else. Like, well, for one, a shirt is not going to make you look like us. Like, I know this is America, but come on, man. Yeah, like,
but
come
does,
on, man.
It does help us not look like a fucking bridesmaid.
Anyway, like I said, if you like this content and anything else that any of us have said, or if you want to talk shit to us anytime, man, feel free to reach me on Instagram.
Because,
I mean, I love everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just to tell you my background, not to go into a spiel, but just a little extra, you know what I'm saying? First of all.
Gotcha, bitch.
Hey.
Gotcha, bitch.
Just let you know, you know what I'm saying?
That's the one I was looking
for. I feel like I could talk about a multitude of different topics. First of all, I'm a black man in America, making it in corporate America. Third of all, I was raised by a very old school military father who was very homophobic. I grew up with a stepfather who was Muslim. I grew up with my sister who was a lesbian. I just found out my other brother is transsexual. So when I say these things on this podcast, just know that I am coming from a place of love and respect, and I fuck with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So, and the only reason is because a lot of times they say, be like, well, you can't talk about these things. It's like, well, I can because I know different people. I don't just associate with these guys here. I associate with tons of different people. So if you're offended by anything that we said here, just best believe I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Don't listen.
Fuck you. like that's just what it is, man. You
it's
clicked
funny
on this shit,
it's
man.
True.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I talk this shit because I live this shit, man. You know
talk
what I'm
your
saying?
Shit, man. Talk your shit.
Hey.
Talk
gotcha,
shit.
Bitch.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Who the fuck we had on the show today, man? Let's go, man. I ain't trying to get all fucking damn, you know, inspirational, but I just want you to let you know. Y'all fucking with the right one now.
Gotcha, P. bitch.
Well, Instagram, FlamesP36. Fuck with me. Y'all already know.
Your man, Oren Malik, Jew Lucky, Instagram.
JR.
Hung low at idip.com.
High class dirtbags. Right. Again. One more time.
Olansky, one eye. With first you three eyes on Instagram. You already know the spiel. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
I'm kinda
you already know the spiel. Keep it real with Spielberg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam,
bam. Booyaka, booyaka, ba, ba, ba.
And we out.
This is just how we doing it, man.